is shameful. It is a disgrace. It is unreal. It is unbelievable. We can do better.
Supposedly, there's still a chance they could get this thing done by New Year's. Stay tuned. Basically, the Senate version of the extension is good for 2 months, after which Congress hashes it all over again. House Republicans say the tax cut should be extended for a full year. Speaker John Boehner says Republicans are doing the right thing.
We've done our work for the American people, and now it's up to the president, Democrats in the Senate, to do their job as well.
Welcome to the U.S. military. Several thousand troops just returned from Iraq have been told they are being shipped off to Afghanistan in 6 months. It's part of the U.S. plan to get all troops out of Afghanistan by 2014. This new contingent apparently will be sent in to try to train Afghan forces. Joint Chiefs Chairman General Martin Dempsey says Iran should realize that the U.S. is serious about holding Iran's feet to the fire regarding its nuclear intentions. Dempsey tells CNN about his largest concern about Iran.
My biggest worry is they'll miscalculate our resolve.
At least one Louisiana state representative wants to attack crime in New Orleans by bringing in the National Guard. Austin Badone says crime in New Orleans has gotten out of control.
Right now, with the NOPD, New Orleans Police Department, is doing, it ain't working. So we got to do something different. We got to make sure that the people of this city, the people who come to this city and visit this city, are protected.
Badone's reaction was prompted by the drive-by shooting death of a two-year-old girl at a New Orleans housing project. For news anytime, go to CNN.com. This is CNN Radio.
What's at the top of our holiday wish list?
More time to cross stuff off our lists.
Hurry into Sears Auto Center to save big on all top tire brands. And get an extra $70 via mail-in rebate on 4 qualifying Michelin tires. Plus, get any service and we'll give you a $5 Sears coupon to help you tackle the rest of your holiday shopping list while you wait. Go to SearsAuto.com for more money-saving offers and coupons. That's real convenience for real drivers. Sears Auto Center. Sale and rebate ends 1-3. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
Please listen to this important announcement from Pfizer, the makers of Lipitor, atorvastatin calcium tablets. Pfizer may help you reduce the cost of your monthly Lipitor prescription. For eligible patients, Lipitor is available for as little as $4 a month with the Lipitor copay card. Terms and conditions apply. To learn more, please visit Lipitor.com. See our ad in Cooking Light magazine. Learn more at Lipitor.com or call 1-888-LIPITOR.
Some of the many patent lawsuits flying around in the smartphone business are beginning to stick. A day after an International Trade Commission judge ruled HTC had violated some Apple iPhone patents, a judge says the technology used in some Motorola mobility devices infringes on a Microsoft patent. A function that allows people to schedule meetings using mobile devices is now deemed Microsoft's property. But Motorola is claiming victory because it's prevailed in a fight over six other Microsoft patents. Worries about the short-term future of technology spending have reached a heightened pitch now that business software maker Oracle has reported earnings. They badly missed forecasts for last quarter, coming short of predictions for the first time in a decade. Oracle stock tumbled 10% in extended trading after its report, as investors worried that a global recession would slam tech spending. Markets overall appear no worse for the wear. Asian index is up as much as 2%. European index is higher. S&P futures up 9 points. I'm Andrew O'Day at MarketWatch.com.
Please listen to this important announcement from Pfizer, the makers of Lipitor, atorvastatin calcium tablets. Pfizer may help you reduce the cost of your monthly Lipitor prescription. For eligible patients, Lipitor is available for as little as $4 a month with the Lipitor copay card. Terms and conditions apply. To learn more, please visit Lipitor.com. See our ad in Cooking Light magazine. Learn more at Lipitor.com or call 1-888-LIPITOR.
Most elves are born to make toys, cobble shoes, or dance on ElfYourself.com. But Office Max found the world's only advertising pitch elf.
Do you want to get laptops instead of bath towels? Bam! Gifts for less at Office Max. Like the Toshiba 5353 laptop with 4 gigs of memory and a Pentium processor for only $379.99. Save $120 instantly. Knowledgeable staff are standing by. Stop in now!
Gifts for less at Office Max.
Don't delay. Prices go through 12/24.
With the holiday clock ticking down, it helps to know about the wide selection of holiday-themed gift cards only at the Home Depot. It's better to give than to guess. And the right gift card can help you make sure the home improvers on your list get exactly what they want, even during the final days of holiday shopping. Give the perfect gift with a wide selection of holiday-themed gift cards. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. See store or homedepot.com for details.
Jay Farner here. Happy holidays from Quicken Loans. For the second year in a row, J.D. Power & Associates ranked Quicken Loans highest in customer satisfaction in primary mortgage origination. Interest rates are still historically low. The rate today on a 30-year fixed mortgage is an amazing 3.875%, APR 4.17%. Take a few minutes out of your busy day. Call Quicken Loans at 866-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates, more information, visit jdpower.com. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 30.
The comments, ideas, and opinions expressed in the following program are those of the show participants only. Nothing stated in this program reflects the ideas, opinions, or beliefs of this radio station and or Clear Channel Radio.
Progressive. Favoring or advocating progress, change, improvement, or reform, as opposed to wishing to maintain things as they are. Conservative. Disposed to preserve existing conditions or institutions, or to restore traditional ones, and to limit change. First Shift with Tony Tribbiano. A rational path to follow in order to forge ahead, allowing for deliberate advancement and a way forward that benefits the entirety of society while allowing a difference of opinion. Well, two out of three ain't bad. Now, here's Tony Tribbiano.
And good Wednesday morning to you folks. A pleasure to be with you as always. Yowza, yowza, yowza. What a weird commute in. The weather is just kind of funky outside. It's warm. It's actually warm outside, and then it's raining, and it's overcast. Of course, it's a little foggy. It was just a funky ride in. There's not a lot of traffic, so I'm assuming that as we kind of work our way through the week, fewer and fewer people are having to punch in. I'm sure, though, that all of you early morning people are still getting up and listening. All right, maybe not. Let my ego believe that anyway. So just a really weird commute. And obviously, we're not going to have a white Christmas. I think that's fairly clear at this point. A brown Christmas, a gray Christmas, but certainly not white. That's for sure. But it'll come. Eventually, no question about that. We have a really interesting show lineup for you today. I'm actually excited, very excited, because we're going to have somebody on the show a little bit later on today that I'm looking forward to meeting. His name is Mike Thompson. He is the editorial cartoonist for the Detroit Free Press. He is going to be here instead of Stephen Henderson today. And I, of course, have been a fan of Mike Thompson for years, and anybody that reads the Free Press and sees the editorial cartoons know how gifted he is. He'll be joining us. He's done a series, an animated series, on the Free website, so you might want to go there and check it out. But we're going to be talking to him in the 8 o'clock hour about that. Ben LaBolt, the press secretary of Obama for America, will also be with us in the 8 o'clock hour, working back from that Occupy Detroit. We'll punch in with us at 7:50. Ed McCardle, the conservation chair of the Sierra Club, will be with us. We had a caller last week talking about the Fermi 3, the possibility of a Fermi 3 nuclear power plant. And anyway, Ed's going to punch in with us and let us know what's going on there. So we have actually a lot to do a lot more to get to as we work our way through the week. In fact, I'm really looking forward to Friday morning, 7 o'clock, Kevin Moore, president of Teamsters Local 299, is going to be with us for most of the 7 o'clock hour in studio. So very much looking forward to that. Senator Debbie Stabenow will be checking in with us tomorrow. So we've got a lot of really great stuff to bring to you. But with that said, let's go ahead and get this thing started.
Before you punch in for your first shift, here is the first word with Tony.
Well, our first word today, in the spirit of the season, will be joy. Now, I realize it's going to be harder for some people than others. In fact, watching the news before the show, and I don't mean to be a negative Nelly, I really don't. But man, oh man, there's a lot of really disheartening stories out there this morning, including a family that returned home from shopping only to find out their house was being burglarized. They tied the family up, took all of their Christmas gifts, and then drove away in their car. Merry Christmas? Well, anyway, I'm hoping that we can transcend that a little bit. I don't know how we transcend that a little bit, but joy to the world. The Lord has come. Joy, in and of itself, is should be a part of the prevalent feeling this time of year, although, again, we have some daunting tasks in front of us, and it's difficult to feel joy for others. But let's try to get through this holiday season for those that don't have as much as others. Those that do have more, let's hope you're sharing, as my family has, this holiday season. So our first word today is joy. And of course, it's always a joy to have Jeff Radford join us on the program. And Jeff, what a what an odd morning it is out there. And even here in the building, where we have seven radio stations, we're only I think one of two that are actually live today.
That is the crazy part. Normally, we're used to a little craziest walking down the hallways, but it's dead.
Yeah, be very very quiet. I mean, it's really weird being here today. And there's no cars in the parking lot. You know, it was like we pulled in this morning. It was your car, Diane Cross, who does traffic and weather for us most days, and another car. That was it in the entire parking lot, which is really, really odd. And then even the commute in was weird because there wasn't a lot of traffic. So I'm assuming more and more people, Jeff, are getting, are done with work until either next week or after the holidays, as we will be taking some time off, although we're doing some best of shows next week, we're not going to be live. So we'll be taking some time off as well. A lot of people in radio take time off this time of year, which is fine. It's just a little creepy. That's all. Just a little weird.
Yeah, that it is.
Hey, Pistons won their second and final preseason game last night, 90-89. Big deal. Who cares? But it's out there, so we'll mention it. The Lions sold out for Saturday, so that's a good thing. Not that I didn't think it would sell out, but so we have that to look forward to Saturday afternoon. And that's about it. In the world of sports, there's not a whole lot going on. Baseball's extremely quiet.
Well, the big news yesterday was Ohio State and their one-year bowl ban.
Yeah, big deal. Depending on who you listen to, who you read, I got everything. And, Drew Sharp in today's Free Press said that they got off too easy, others saying that it was perfect, others saying that it was too harsh. Oh, Jeff, who really? At this point, does it really even matter?
Sounds like the bears and the porridge thing.
Yeah.
Too hot, too cold, just right.
Right. And, everybody's going to have an opinion on it. Certainly it affects them, affects their scholarships. I think that's probably the harshest thing, is that it affects their scholarships.
I don't think it went far enough in the scholarships, my opinion. I think it should have. They should have hit them harder there. The bowl ban, to me, everyone's getting up in arms about that. But
big deal. Yeah. 1 year. That's 1 year.
Exactly.
And they can't win the division. I think if they were to win the division next year, they wouldn't be able to be crowned champions.
They wouldn't be able to go to the championship game.
So that big deal. That's a 1 year moratorium. I don't see that as being terribly harsh.
No, and the weird part is I don't know that this. I don't think it's happened yet, and there's still talk of it, but. They don't have to travel to a bowl game, and a lot of teams actually, smaller market teams, not Ohio State or the bigger teams, but the mid majors, if they travel, they end up losing money going to a bowl game because all the travel expenses exceed what they make in the bowl. BCS bowls pay a lot, but some of those smaller bowls don't pay a whole lot, so your travel expenses actually are more than what you make, and so these schools are losing a lot of money on it. Not to say that Ohio State would be, but they don't have to pay for travel expenses, and they still get the Big Ten pools all the money and then gives out shares to fair shares to all their members. So Ohio State will still get money.
We need to check that. I don't know that that's necessarily true. And if that is true, then where's the punishment at all? I mean, I would like to think that that's not true, Jeff. I would really want to believe that's not true.
Well, it is every year. Every year they pull together their money and give it out. Now, that's what I'm saying. I don't know that the Big Ten is discussing it or and thinking about taking it away from Ohio State and splitting, giving.
Well, they should.
They should, right. But, these things always fall through. As long as it's not being reported or talked about, then, whatever, big deal.
Well, let's make some noise. Let's let little first shift radio show in Detroit, Michigan mess up Ohio State next year. I'm all for that.
So, it doesn't hit them at all. Recruiting-wise, no. They're still Ohio State. They'll be recruiting just fine. Their head coach is still Urban Meyer, which is actually an upgrade from their last coach. Really, I don't know where the punishment is. That's why I thought if they gave you know, if they up the scholarships they take away, then that would hit them a little harder.
And what there was, what, nine?
Nine over 3 years, so it's three every year.
Yeah, you're right. That's not terribly harsh.
Which, I mean, yeah, I know people were saying yesterday, well, you know what, the top 65 players only see the field. You know, I mean, you have 85 scholarships a team, and really 65 people every year basically make a big difference. But, I mean, the other 20 are young guys who eventually will in the upcoming years, so three scholarships does make a big deal, but 10 a year is what I was looking for, because that's what USC got for basically the same thing and a two-year bowl ban. But I say, you know, fine, if you want to be a little lenient on Ohio State because they actually cooperated, where USC was kind of defiant about how they, you know, going about an NCAA investigation, then, you know, do the same scholarship punishment, but then don't do the bowl ban.
Oh, well, it's done and over with now, so we'll just play the game and see what happens. But, I thought it was kind of interesting that Urban Meyer had the little out clause in his contract that if the sanctions were too harsh, he could walk away.
Yeah, that's actually pretty smart. But he sounded so confident and arrogant at the press conference, saying, I've talked to people and I think we'll be fine. That's why I decided to come here and coach.
Yeah, well, all right. So that's that. And that's it for sports. Unfortunately, for us, that's all that's going on. And it'll be an interesting weekend, and Jeff, I'm really going to be, and I think it's going to probably take a good 3 to 4 weeks, maybe a little longer, to find out where the NBA really stands now with the fans. Nobody's talking about it. Nobody's writing about it. There's really nothing to get excited about in any way, shape, or form. And so you really begin to wonder, you know, how much damage the lockout did. And I think financially, and let's be mindful that the NBA is in trouble financially. Jeff, they're not doing well.
Well, especially in cities where your team's not any good. Detroit's not excited about their team, so it's going to hit them even harder.
Yeah. All right, a quick break here. Feel free to join us if you're awake, if you're up. For those of you that are working, we're here for you, folks. We've got your back. When we come back, I'll let you know about my visit yesterday to Roseville High School and the speech I gave there. 888-552-3595. I am Tony Trupiano. This is First Shift, and you're listening to 1310 WDTW.
With those holiday greetings and gay happy meetings, when friends come to call, it's the happy.
This is State Representative Lisa Brown from the 39th District, wishing all the listeners of the First Shift show a very happy and healthy new year.
1310 WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Good Wednesday morning to you, Tony. Our total traffic update brought to you by Ford Driving Skills for Life. And it looks like you want to use some of those skills this morning. Be a little bit careful wet roadways. We've got some fog, making that a little tough to see at times. But so far, drivers making their way on M10. We look pretty good through there. If you're heading up towards 696 or towards Southfield Freeway, Southfield Road, or heading in toward the Davis Center, maybe all the way in toward downtown.
Wintertime driving can be hazardous, especially for newly licensed teen drivers. Visit Ford Driving Skills for Life's award-winning website at drivingskillsforlife.com for great safe driving tips.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service. Look for rain throughout the day. Our high near 47. Tonight it'll be mostly cloudy as we drop to 35. Tomorrow also mostly cloudy with a high near 43. Right now, Metro Airport, we're dealing with a light drizzle, that light rain and fog and mist all going on, in 40 degrees. I'm Diane Cross. You're listening to 1310 WDTW, the home of First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Unions work. One of the many advantages of being a worker covered by a union contract is the increased likelihood that you will have guaranteed benefits, including scheduled wage increases, affordable health insurance, a secure pension, and paid time off, than non-union workers. Wouldn't it be nice to have the peace of mind and economic security that comes with a union contract? Find out how a union can work for you. Call the United Food and Commercial Workers at 1-888-485-9671. That's 1-888-485-9671.
Please listen to this important announcement from Pfizer, the makers of Lipitor, atorvastatin calcium tablets. Pfizer may help you reduce the cost of your monthly Lipitor prescription. For eligible patients, Lipitor is available for as little as $4 a month with the Lipitor copay card. Terms and conditions apply. To learn more, please visit Lipitor.com. See our ad in Cooking Light magazine. Learn more at Lipitor.com or call 1-888-LIPITOR.
At most stores, holiday shopping is hard, but Staples makes it easy to find great gifts like the latest Windows 7 laptops with Intel processors, all at great prices. Easy shopping, easy savings, Staples. That was easy.
Recently on First Shift,
David Hecker, who is president of the American Federation of Teachers of Michigan,
about the American Jobs Act. The Republicans to stand up and vote no. But what I'd love them to stand up and say is I vote no because I think there should be 54 kids in a kindergarten class. I vote no because I don't care that the response time of police officers and firefighters have skyrocketed because of layoffs. Because that is the only reason someone would have to vote no is that they just don't care.
First Shift with Tony Triano.
On 1310 WDTW.
It's our 50% off sale at Toys R Us. Get 50% off top-selling toys from Barbie, Leapfrog, Fisher-Price, and more. And buy one, get one 50% off all Nerf and Lego construction sets. Hurry in for huge savings on the hottest, hard-to-find toys of the year. Stores are open 24 hours through Christmas Eve. Only at Toys R Us, the world's greatest toy store.
Discounted item must be of equal or lesser value to item purchase. Exclusions apply. Store hours may vary. Visit Toys R Us for details.
First Shift is more than a radio show.
It's a movement.
And it's Facebook fun as well.
Very impressive.
Add a like to the First Shift with Tony Trupiano page today and tell a friend.
I'm friends with Merlin Olsen, too. He comes over.
Interact with other listeners.
Yo, what's up, diggity doll?
Listen to the song of the day.
Great googly moogly.
Vote in the daily poll.
That's how I roll.
And even win prizes by participating in the contest.
You ever have that feeling you were just born for greatness?
First Shift with Tony Trupiano on Facebook. And also follow us.
At Tony Trupiano on Twitter.
Tony is back and wants to talk with you. Give him a call at 1-888-552-3595.
It's 22 minutes after 6 o'clock. Thanks for punching in so early with us on this Wednesday program. I want to thank all of the teachers out at Roseville High School. The Roseville Federation of Teachers had invited me out to speak with them yesterday, late afternoon. I was happy to go there. They were kind enough to give me a gift, which was very, very generous. And enjoyed speaking to them a great deal. A very passionate, committed group of teachers, which, of course, comes as no surprise to me. Very supportive and they were aware of what was happening out in Garden City and asked me about that. But just an amazing, opportunity to visit with them and, really pleased, that I was asked and, well, hopefully, I'll go back at some point, but really had a great time. Really, I enjoy speaking to groups. So if you have a group and they are looking for a speaker, you know, just send me an email. And if I've got time on my calendar, I really would love to come speak to your organization, your union, whatever it is. Tony@thetonyshow.org. Tony@thetonyshow.org. And it's as simple as that. And then I'll come out and speak to your group, and you can throw stuff at me or whatever you want to do. But anyway, it was really a great late afternoon meeting. Lots of really great questions following my speech, and so I enjoyed it. Anyway, that's that. So, Jeff, you wanted to tell a little story. I think this would be a good time to slip it in there.
Oh, hooray. So I showed you what my cable bill was, or what it came across as this week, or this month.
Right.
I know a lot of people probably go through this exact same thing. For the first 6 months, they give you big discounts or whatever, and then the seventh month hits, and it just jumps up like it's $30 more. And I mean, I don't have a huge cable bill. It looks like a big cable bill, but $30 more is a huge jump for me. So I was thinking, man, this is insane. Now, when I first signed up,
and wait, let me correct you. It's not just cable. It's internet as well, just so.
Yeah, but you know what? It's not the if you break down the bill, the internet stayed the same. This is a pure cable jump.
Oh, the jump. So the jump is purely on the cable side.
Right.
Of it. All
right. So, and I'm thinking this is nuts. But when I signed up, the guy said, "Hey, look, this is what's going to happen. Call and complain." And I'm like, I just hate that that's the process. You know, I mean, just give me a rate. Let me have it the entire time, and we'll both be good. I don't have to bother you. You don't have to bother me. And so I'm thinking this is just insane. So two days ago. I called, and I know we've had this discussion before about call centers. And I called, and immediately I knew I was not talking to somebody in the United States. And he was having a lot of trouble understanding me. I was having trouble understanding him. He basically conveyed to me that their computers were down and that there's no way that he could possibly, you know, help me at all. And I'm thinking, that's nice. AT&T, giving me internet service, like you said, can't get their computers to work. And he's like, you know, call back later. And I'm thinking, okay, fine. You know, so I waited another day. And really, I was having trouble getting properly angry, you know, going into it, because you have to really hype yourself up because you got to fight tooth and nail with these people and try and get whatever, you know, get what's a good fair deal for you. So now I'm upset because now I called and couldn't get through this guy, and he didn't have a proper, you know, computer workage or whatever. I called yesterday, and I'm immediately listening to the tone of the voice of the person who calls, because I'm hoping that it's somebody that will be able to understand me. And right away, I'm like, it's a very sweet-sounding voice. It's a girl. And I'm like, oh, and she's very happy and cheerful. And I'm thinking, that's kind of weird for a call center anyway. Maybe it's not. Maybe I just have a preconceived notion about how that goes down. But suddenly, it was the nicest thing that's ever. I mean, I didn't have to get upset or angry. She was just like, wow, that's incredible that that jumped up that much. Let me see what I can do. Next thing I know, she increased my internet speed by two times. Gave me 100 more channels and docked all the extra payments on my bill. So I'm back to what I was paying before, but now getting more channels and a faster internet.
Okay. How the hell did that happen?
Exactly. And I don't know if this is like the thought process behind AT&T, where they like screw you in the end. And then,
and it's not just AT&T. It's every cable company.
Or cell phones. Throw cell phones in there, too.
Absolutely.
They give you, it's like, it's a lot like gas prices, right? It goes up to $4 and you hate it, but you pay it. And then all of a sudden when it drops down to $3.50, you're like, man, this is the greatest thing in the world. I think that's how they approach it.
Yeah, not so much me, but I hear what you're saying. The problem is, of course, with gas prices, you can't negotiate them.
No, that's true.
Unfortunately. Well, you know, here's the sad part. And you and I have had this discussion both on and off air before, and you know that I'm a huge advocate of fighting for that rate. I never set back and let them try to charge me what they want to charge me. But, Jeff, the reality is the majority of people do just take it. The majority of people that get that bill and see the $30 increase, they get upset about it, they complain about it, they bitch about it, but you know what? At the end of the day, they end up just paying it. Someone like you is going to pick up the phone and say, yo, wait, hold on here a minute, slugger. This isn't going to throw down this way. Uh-uh.
Well, and I even thought about it, too, though. Like, is it really worth the hassle? Maybe I'll just throw the extra money. But it was a big deal. You know, all of a sudden, it's over $100.
No. I mean, you know, again, you and I had this conversation months ago that, you know, I with all the stuff, I mean, I really stay on top of what this stuff, I know what everything costs. When my bill comes in, if it's even a little bit off, I'm right to the bill. I'm combing it, making sure that, you know, whatever little charge that's in there is legit. If it's not, I'm on the phone immediately. I mean, I don't let them breathe, I assure you. I have no problem asking for a credit. And I will fight. And I don't care. I know it takes time, Jeff, and I know that time is money. But I'm not going to allow myself to be ripped off. I'm just not. And so good for you for doing what you did yesterday.
Yeah, but that's the thing. I didn't have to get all hyped up, and I didn't have to get all worked up and yelling. It was crazy to the point, and I know this is the part of the story that you might like, but you might be a little disappointed. Maybe not. So the girl is sitting there talking
to me.
Let's
call her a woman.
All right, I think she's younger than me.
Now, did she have an accent or did she sound American?
No, she was. This is the part. She's like, oh, you know, because they can pull up your entire record. She's like,
course.
Oh, you're not that far from me. I'm like, really? Where are you? A Kalamazoo.
Oh.
In a very sweet, nice sounding voice, suddenly compliments are being thrown around.
Are you
around.
Dating her now?
No, that's okay. Where you might be a little disappointed.
I am a little disappointed.
I was throwing, and I'm like, oh, you have a very sweet sounding voice. We started talking. I mean, while this
Slugger, get a load of you.
While this conversation's going on, we started, you know, we found out that she's from Grand Rapids and I went to college over there. So we started talking about the east side of, or the west side of the state and how much, you know, how nice it is over there and the beaches and all this. And it was very flirty at some point. And then at the end, I was just like, well, thanks for lowering my bill. Gotta go.
Wow. You're a dog.
Yeah, but you know what? She's got all my, the email address, my phone number, my address. I mean.
Oh, yeah. She knows where to get you. She knows where to find you, dude.
And she knows my birthday now because that's, you know, on there as well.
Well, well, well. Who knows? Maybe a budding romance started over a cable bill.
What a great call to AT&T. Yeah,
you're a little bit enamored to that voice, aren't you? Yes or no, Jeff?
Yes. Have you ever heard a voice and just been like, you picture like, oh, it's got to be the most beautiful person in the world.
Absolutely, absolutely.
She had that kind of voice.
Absolutely, and then at that point, I say to myself, I never want to meet them in person.
Exactly.
Yes, I'm with you 100%. All right, a quick break here. When we come back, we're going to go to Troy, Michigan this morning. Yep, this whole idea that we can not take federal money and think everybody's going to think it's a good day is not necessarily true. We'll get to that when we return. This is First Shift. Stay with us.
A pair of hopper-long boots and a pistol that shoots is the wish of Bonnie.
1310 WDTW, Continuous Traffic Watch.
Good morning, Tony. Our total traffic update brought to you by DTE Energy. The biggest issue this morning has been the rain and fog. Some areas are seeing quite heavy fog, making it very tough to know where you are on the roadway or what's going on around you. So give yourself a little extra time for some slower speeds. As you're coming down I-75 toward 59, we're actually doing okay through there. Heading much further south down toward the 696 interchange. That's getting a little bit busier like it does every single morning.
Brighten your home for the holidays. Get $3 instant discounts on select energy-efficient LED light strings at participating Eco Hardware and the Home Depot stores. Visit DTEenergy.com/save energy.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service. Look for rain throughout the day. Our high near 47. Tonight it'll be mostly cloudy as we drop to 35. Tomorrow also mostly cloudy with a high near 43. Right now, Metro Airport, we're dealing with a light drizzle, that light rain and fog and mist all going on in 40 degrees. I'm Diane Cross. You're listening to 1310 WDTW, the home of First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Unions work. Did you know that workers covered by a union contract earn more money each year than non-union workers? And that a contract can put more dollars in your pocket each and every week? A union contract protects your wages, giving your family financial security. Does more money in your pocket sound good? Find out how a union can work for you. Call the United Food and Commercial Workers at 1-888-485-9671. That's 1-888-485-9671.
It's at this time of year that generous, big-hearted Americans reach out to aid the less fortunate among us, like those who've recently been knocked down by the recession and seen their incomes plummet. I speak, of course, about our nation's severely squeezed millionaires. Yes, many of the infamous 1% class are no longer feeling like $1 million. According to a new federal report, the income of these high-living swells averaged a robust $1.4 million in 2007. But after Wall Street crashed in a heap of greed late that year, their average income took a tumble. In 2009, it fell below the millionaire threshold, leaving these poor rich folks struggling to make it on an average income of only $957,000. Also, talk about getting a lump of coal in your Christmas stocking. The share of our nation's total income taken by the one percenters fell from a whopping 23% in 2007 to a mere 17% 2 years later. How sad for them, huh? The only balm for their little financial ouchie is that they are using it as a rebuke to the 99%ers of the Occupy Wall Street protests. See, say the rich, waving the federal report, our slice of the pie in 2009 was the smallest it's been in a decade, so your protest about inequality is out of date. Get a time machine, one front man for the Koch brothers barked at the Occupy movement. This is Jim Hightower saying, okay, but let's travel back only a few short years in time to 1980, when the top 1% was very happy to pocket a meager 10% of all of America's income. And by the way, today's 1%ers have had big income gains since 2009, while the 99% have lost income. So, the occupiers are right. The inequality is increasing.
To get more of Jim Hightower's populist take on what Wall Street and Washington are up to, visit www.hightowerlowdown.org.
If you missed today's First Shift with Tony Trupiano, or you want to listen to his segment again, visit our podcast page on 1310wdtw.com today.
Call Tony and be heard.
1-888-552-3595. And now, back to work with First Shift with Tony Trubio.
35 minutes after 6 o'clock on this Wednesday morning program. Our First Shift Facebook poll question of the day fits neatly into our next segment. The poll question is, did the Troy City Council do the right thing by voting down the new transit center? $8.4 million gone. Did they do the right thing, yes or no? So go over to the Facebook poll page and vote on the poll. There has been a resounding echo chamber since the city council voted night before last to not accept the federal dollars. And according to Mayor Janice Daniels of the city of Troy, all she's heard are accolades and congratulations for that city council decision. Not so fast. Let's listen to a report from WDIV Channel 4's Lauren Padel, and then we'll talk.
Well, the Troy City Council's decision last night to vote down a proposed transit center may cost the city much more than federal dollars. Lauren Padel is live in Troy tonight to explain why jobs are suddenly at stake. And Lauren, one well-known company is making quite a power play here.
Ruth, and that company is Magna International. Not only are their headquarters based right here in the city of Troy, but they're literally located right around the corner from the Troy City Hall, and they fired back a pretty strong response after the city of Troy rejected the transit center, and now that could mean fewer jobs. Last night's city council meeting in Troy was packed. The topic on the table, the Troy Transit Center. The result, rejection. And that has an international auto supply company firing back. Magna International, whose headquarters are based in Troy, sent out this letter today. The city of Troy seems to have governing legislators who are ill-advised and certainly narrow-minded when it comes to the future of Troy. Troy's director of economic and community development said he's not surprised by the company's reaction.
City management will continue to work with Magna USA and all of their sub companies to keep them in the city of Troy, and we'll work with all other businesses throughout our community to stay here and attract other companies.
But manager Frank Irwin also stated he is recommending the company no longer consider the city of Troy for future job creation. I have also recommended that wherever and whenever possible, we reduce our footprint and employment level in Troy in favor for communities who act in the best interest of both the residents and business.
All I can say is that it's a challenge, and I'll talk to Mr. Irvin and try to see if we can mend some fences.
Okay, and that's the report from WDIV. So here we go. And let me point out and give credit where some credit is due. Congressman Gary Peters is fighting hard to make sure that $8.4 million stays in Southeast Michigan, perhaps Royal Oak. So he is working very hard to retain those tax dollars for investment here in Southeast Michigan, which is good news. Mayor Daniels, again, has some explaining to do. And I don't understand how she can say that all she's heard, and she said all she's heard are accolades and congratulations on the vote, when it's clear that the majority of people, both businesses and residents, I said the majority, I didn't say everyone, the majority of people, including businesses, wanted this transit center to move forward. Now, in all fairness to the argument, the Detroit News, in an editorial yesterday, said what the Troy City Council did was the right thing based on the same financial or fiscal argument that we don't need federal tax dollars that have contributed to the nation's debt to provide investment dollars for the city of Troy. All that being said, I'm going to repeat and reiterate what I said yesterday. That money will be spent somewhere. Folks, get over it, because it's going to happen. Might as well be in Michigan, right? I mean, this is not a difficult decision to make. Apparently it is for some, but not for most of us. The majority of us get this. But it's not going to happen in Troy. That's something that we know for sure. You stop and think about what this city council now has done, and you know, talk about their footprint. Well, they've stepped in it big time. When you have a leading employer in your community saying, we will now We will now choose to no longer do business with you. We will not grow in your community. We will not invest in your community. Isn't it time to rethink that city council?
Aren't we seeing what we talked about yesterday, where sometimes you make decisions, and if it's just purely bottom line, then you're not taking all things into account, and there could be some consequences for just thinking with the dollar sign.
Yes, absolutely, and this is obviously one of them. This is one of them. Now, one of our listeners, by the way, Sue, posted this story really not too long after the show yesterday. She lives in Troy. She was the one, we had had her actually on the show before to talk about the Troy Library millage, which, we put some energy to this past summer. Well, she posted this Magna story not long after the show yesterday. So this is something that happened very early in the day yesterday. And when you have members of the business community reacting like this, I mean, this is kind of unusual, don't you think? When was the last time we saw a business do this? It's all very interesting. And Mayor Daniels can't play this sleight of hand game, and she's not good at it, number one. She's really not good at it. I mean, we're going to have to try to get her on the show. We really are. Feel free to join us. 888-552-3595. Would love to hear your thoughts on this. Dave in Farmington joins us now. Dave, happy holidays to you. What's on your mind this morning?
Yeah, happy holidays and happy Hanukkah to our Jewish friends.
Absolutely.
I was listening to an interview with her, and it was on the public radio station, the evening drive home. And he was really doing a good job of trying to hold her accountable to her thought process. And one of her arguments was that there was no funding for upkeep and maintenance of a facility that would fall into the city of Troy, and she was arguing that it was estimated by the federal government that it would cost them $30,000 a year, and they found that woefully low, and in a community where every single dollar was really hard on them, that they couldn't, that was another justification for her votes, that they really couldn't afford to do that. I don't necessarily agree with her argument, because it seems to me that she lost more base tax dollars over a longer period of time.
Well, right? Not only that, Dave, but let's talk
in the area.
Well, but let's talk about, does the transit center bring in any income? Will you have to pay for parking? Of course you will. Will that parking offset that $30,000 annual figure? Absolutely it would, Dave. So I understand that she can say that she doesn't think that the $30,000 figure is a legitimate figure, but she's basing that on nothing but her own opinion. You've got to bring facts to the table, Dave. I mean, part of being a politician is bringing facts to the table. She's not bringing facts to the table.
Oh, she's certainly not bringing all of them. It's a convenient, it'll cost us this much, but you won't, like I said, there was nothing mentioned about extra commerce in the community because of the transit.
Well, of course, and it would attract commerce. Dave, I think that the city of Troy has a real problem, and I don't think we're done hearing Mayor Daniels' name over and over and over again. I think she's going to continue to make a fool of herself.
I think I personally, in talking with, I have a family member in Troy that actually voted for her and backed her up, and we talked about the subject. And the impression and the big plea was those people. There's a fear of thought process that transit center will turn into a bunch of transients, homeless, basically poor people or hanging around their neighborhood, bringing the neighborhood value down.
Well, and this goes back to something we talked about, Dave, on the show last Friday, is that there were racist overtones to some of the people not wanting this transit center, and that just proves it.
So, like I said, what my red flag went up was when the phrase was uttered, those people.
Those people, absolutely. Well, Dave, you're one of us, so we're not those people. I appreciate your call. Thank you for your support of the show this year. I want to wish you a happy holidays if you don't call in again before we take our little vacation next week. And Merry Christmas to you, Dave.
Well, Merry Christmas, and may God bless your household. Well,
thank you. I appreciate that. What a nice man. I do appreciate that. 888-552-3595. You know, Mayor Daniels, again, she is a Tea Party member. She is openly a Tea Party member, as are other members of the Troy City Council. You know, the Tea Party actually, by lore, say that it was in Michigan was born in Troy. The Michigan Tea Party movement was supposedly born in the city of Troy. So my prayers are to go out to that community, that they have to deal with this kind of nonsense.
Tony, is it, I mean, with that reasoning, the fact that, oh, it takes a lot of upkeep and maintenance for this center and it would cost a lot of money, is that, again, thinking about the bottom line and not, I mean, you can almost spin it and say, well, that's jobs. That's more tax base for you because people will have to work there doing all that, right?
Well, again, yes, of course. But when you only present, you know, your very myopic view of what's happening, Jeff, that's what you get. And so, yeah, Mayor Daniels, trust me, and I didn't hear the interview on public radio yesterday. I'll assume, as Dave said, that the interviewer was trying to keep her honest. You know, listen, let me have her. Let me add her. Let's try to get her on, Jeff, first of the year.
Yeah, no problem.
All right. All right, let's take a quick break here. A lot more to get to. 888-552-3595 if you care to join us. Tony at thetonyshow.org. And nice. Last but not least, I know you like that. Last but not least, we got to do a booyah today. Anthony, when we come back, let's do a booyah. Last but not least, on Twitter, at Tony Truppiano, T-R-U-P-I-A-N-O. We'll take a break on 1310 WDTW. We'll be back.
This is David Hecker from AFT Michigan, and I want to wish all listeners who celebrate holidays this time of the year to have a great, great holiday season.
Hi, Tony Truppiano here. One of my pet projects for 2011 is to get those of you who have yet to register to vote to do just that. If you are connected to the Internet, I have made it very easy for you to register. Just go to www.thetonyshow.org. That's www.thetonyshow.org and click on the Register to Vote button that is prominently displayed on the homepage. Now, there are no excuses, and it only takes a few minutes, and it's free as well. So if you have yet to register to vote, I am not concerned as to why, but I am concerned if you don't do it now. Again, just go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the button that says Register to Vote. We all care about our democracy, sure we do. But if you are not registered to vote, then no matter how passionate you are about voting or having the ability to vote, it's honestly just complaining, and we've all had enough of that. Go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the Register to Vote button right now and register. Thank you.
Next time you need to stop for groceries, the 42,000 members of the United Food and Commercial Workers in Michigan ask you to shop at one of the stores where they work, including Kroger, Meijer, Hillers, and Hollywood Markets. Shopping at these union stores helps support good union jobs, which build healthy communities. If you already shop at these stores, our members want to thank you for your support.
And joining us now is Cheryl Witten, the president of the Michigan Advisory Board for Blessings in a Backpack.
Blessings in a Backpack is a national organization. This teacher was concerned because she had kids in her school who came back from the weekend tired and hungry and by no means ready to learn. These children are on the free and reduced lunch program during school week, but no one thought, what happens to these children when they go home on Friday? So came up with a very simple idea, let's pack a backpack with food to take home with them on Friday, and they would return their backpack on Monday to be refilled.
All right, so if I contact blessingsinabackpackmi.org, how do I get involved?
There is a page to make a donation, and then we as the Michigan Board will determine where the greatest need is.
Blessings in a Backpack, MI.org.
First Shift is more than a radio show.
It's a movement.
And it's Facebook fun as well.
Very impressive.
Add a like to the First Shift with Tony Truppiano page today and tell a friend.
I'm friends with Merlin Olsen, too. He comes over.
Interact with other listeners.
Oh, what's up, diggity dog?
Listen to the song of the day.
Very googly moogly.
Vote in
the Daily Poll.
That's how I roll.
And even win prizes by participating in the contests.
You ever have that feeling you were just born for greatness?
First Shift with Tony Trupiano on Facebook. And also follow us
at Tony Trupiano on Twitter.
Call Tony and be heard. 1-888-552-3595. This is First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Yes, it is. It is 6:50, and it is a Wednesday. The 21st day of December, 2011. Man, oh, man. 9 days left in the year. 10 days left in the year. I'm excited for 2012 for a lot of reasons, especially politically. To do what I do and to see what's coming up in 2012 is pretty darn exciting. We're going to go back to the phones. Feel free to join us again, 888-552-3595. Tom in Detroit joins us now. Merry Christmas, Tom. Welcome back to First Shift.
And Merry Christmas to you as well. You know, I wanted to make a comment about one of the comments that your previous caller had made about those people.
Those people.
You know what? That's the reason that this area or region, and we've got people like that on both sides, okay? Don't get me wrong. We've got some of them here in the city, as well as, you know, beyond 8 Mile. But, I mean, until we get to that point, and don't get me wrong, I understand that we're never going to get everybody on the same page, but until there can be, and we talked about this yesterday, but until there can be a more welcoming of one another, we're going to continue to be a region divided, kind of like separate but and unequal also. But that aside, I think any time, and I don't know if the feds are going to, I guess they're going to give them $8.4 million, and you sit there and you turn this down because of those people, as he said with one of the comments. Listen, I believe there are more of us who are not those people than are those people. I mean, we're always going to have, you know, some people who are going to be different than the norm or like to, as I say, walk the cutting edge. But, you know, this whole thing, just like here, I mean, when they turned the transit, when Governor Snyder and the Mayor Bean shot and killed the M1 rail, I know there's still people still going to, you know, push for it. But, you know, when they went ahead and shot and killed that without bringing Cindy Paskey and the Downtown Development Partnership to the table. But it's just insane to me that you're going to turn down $8.4 million that was going to help, you know, with transit. And let's face it, buses are like dinosaurs and pterodactyls mm-hmm. in this day and age. You know, we need something that is, you know, to get us there a bit faster without possibly, and I realize everything breaks down, but, I mean, come on, you know, a rapid transit system with buses, SMART and DDOT, we got two of them right here who can't seem to come together or won't come together, and, you know, they're dysfunctional. You know, they're eliminating routes, and also they're, you know, cutting down on hours of operation.
Well, you know, Tom, it's clear. Let's talk about this transit center for a moment. Let's tie it into light rail. Part of what the transit center was going to prepare for was light rail reaching Troy.
Exactly.
You know, and
exactly.
Of course, that's thinking futuristic. But that's mm-hmm. the problem is we're not doing that. In order for Southeast Michigan to succeed, we all have to come together. There can't be a those people mentality any longer.
That's true.
There just can't be, Tom. We will never grow as a business community. We will never grow as a community, period, if we're thinking in terms of us people and those people. You know, and the reality is, and again, we have to think strategically, but we also have to think, we have to take a step back, we have to take a look. There's a global purpose for doing everything. Mm-hmm. At what point, Tom, are we just going to, is somebody just going to give up on Southeast Michigan, period? Because we are so far behind where other major metropolises are. We're so far behind.
Exactly, and we're inextricably connected in a manner of speaking. So, you know, there's no us and those in we. I mean, we as WE.
Tom, think about the massive amount of wealth that's in Southeast Michigan. Think about that. I mean, Southeast Michigan has to be, a top five, you know, in terms of wealth, has to be a top five area of the country.
And you're exactly right. You're exactly
right. Yeah, you'd never know it to look at us. You'd never know it.
That's true. That's true. That is so true. But anyway, but again, Tony, thanks for taking a call. And again, all those in the listening audience, Merry Christmas and a healthy, prosperous new year to everyone.
Absolutely. Thank you, Tom, so much. 888-552-3595. Again, happy Hanukkah. It began at sunset last night, and for those of you our Jewish friends that are celebrating Hanukkah, enjoy it. Apparently, they had a wonderful ceremony at Campus Martius last night. They lit a menorah, an ice sculpture, actually, is my understanding. But anyway, it is that time of year. Jeff, I got an email from somebody yesterday that really kind of grated at me, and I should have printed it off, and I didn't. But he basically said, I need to decide who I want to be. If I want to be a Christian, then I need to say Merry Christmas. If I don't want to be a Christian, then I should just say so, and instead of saying Happy Holidays and being more generic about it. Why are people being so freaking stupid about something like that? I mean, I'm trying to be fair to everybody. So sometimes it's Merry Christmas, sometimes it's Happy Holidays, sometimes it's Happy Hanukkah. You know, why do people have to complicate everything?
That's the thing. If you say something, then you're saying more by not saying other things. I mean, you have to include everything then. Happy holiday. I mean, the longest greeting in the world is what you're expected to say.
Here, now let me give you the example that he used. He said, you said happy holidays, which the majority of us would find acceptable, is what he said. But then you said to a caller, may God bless you, and that offended me. I'm serious.
See, that seems like something nice to say.
Yeah, well, it is something nice to say, and so I was a little stunned. Now, I didn't respond to the email because I did not have time yesterday. I had one of those days from hell yesterday. What's that?
Can you say that?
I just did.
I don't know if you can mention hell. That might offend somebody.
Well, here, now let's really go. I felt like I got my balls kicked yesterday. That was, I mean, I had one hell of a day. I did. In fact, when you and I talked, you know, what did I tell you? I did not have time. And I didn't have time. I had a lot of stuff I had to get done before I had to leave to go give my speech yesterday afternoon. Anyway, I get this email, and I didn't even want to dignify it with a response. Part of me wanted to just rip them to shreds. I mean, part of me wanted to just say, dude, really, stop and think about what you wrote. And I mean, this was a well-thought-out email, but I'm thinking, really, this is what you want to waste your time on?
Yeah, that's all. It's the same as this Fox News war on Christmas stuff. I mean, let's just celebrate the season, not necessarily the words. Conveying the thought of, you know, hey, peace be with you kind of stuff is what this season's about, not saying the proper words and wishing somebody, you know. It just seems funny that the thought with you saying, you know, what you said to the caller, I can't remember the exact words now, but that you're basically wishing them well during the holiday season. How can any religion go against that?
I was a little stunned by it. I wasn't necessarily surprised because nothing surprises me anymore, but a little bit stunned by somebody saying, you know, you got to choose. I don't have to do anything. I mean, I'm trying to be fair. And of course, there's nothing offensive, Jeff, in saying to somebody, God bless you. So to that emailer, I'm praying for you. How will that mess with your head? Ed McArdle, when we continue, Occupy Detroit as well in the next hour. And, of course, your calls. Let's take a quick break here, and we will continue First Shift. I'm going to go fill up my coffee. We'll meet back here in a few minutes. Stay tuned.
Booyah! 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 That's right. BYOB, bring your own booyah!
Team 10 WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Good morning. Our total traffic update brought to you by DTE Energy. Those on 275 near 96M14 getting a little bit busier through there. Some of that traffic heading west out toward Ann Arbor, some of it east in toward Detroit. Or if you're staying north up toward the interchange with 696, 96M5, again, the issues you want to deal with, it's the wet roadways and the fog.
Brighten your home for the holidays. Get $3 instant discounts on select energy-efficient LED light strings at participating Eco Hardware and the Home Depot stores. Visit DTEenergy.com/save energy.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service. Look for rain throughout the day. Our high near 47. Tonight it'll be mostly cloudy as we drop to 35. Tomorrow also mostly cloudy with a high near 43. Right now, Metro Airport, we're dealing with a light drizzle, that light rain and fog and mist all going on, and 40 degrees. I'm Diane Cross. You're listening to 1310 WDTW, the home of First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Hey, it's Anthony from First Shift with Tony Trupiano. Weekdays 6 to 9, right here on 1310 WDTW, Dearborn, Detroit. CNN News is next.
Some U.S. military personnel returning from Iraq may not be home for long, CNN's Tommy Andres reports.
Several thousand U.S. soldiers returning from the newly concluded war in Iraq must now prepare to ship out to Afghanistan. What's worse, some of them found out on Facebook. The news came as many were just settling in for the holidays. The 4th Brigade Combat Team, 1st Armored Division, posted on its Facebook page that it was one of four brigades selected for security force assistance on a new mission.
Private Bradley Manning's defense starts today at his hearing on charges of leaking WikiLeaks documents to the WikiLeaks website. Manning's lawyers plan to call three witnesses in a hearing to determine if he will face a full military court-martial. Republicans in the House say they're not going to okay the Senate compromise to extend your payroll tax break. If this all falls through, your taxes go up January 1st. CNN's Dana Bash reports there seems to be very little holiday spirit on Capitol Hill.
Generally, when you have these kind of stalemates, even in the past year when they've been really, really tough, you still had some quiet conversations about potential compromise going on. I don't hear any of that right now.
Now, for one, businessman and CEO of a hair care products company, John Paul DeGioia, says lawmakers need to stop fighting and do what's best for the country.
Why is this holdup going on? It's lobbyists. They're saying we want these other bills passed. Hold off on this thing so we get our other bills passed. Let's embarrass the president. This is not good for America.
The Philippine government now says the death toll from Tropical Storm Washi is over 1,000. The Red Cross says hundreds of people are unaccounted for. You want to know just how bad the housing market is? A survey by Campbell Inside Mortgage Finance finds 46% of homes sold in November were either short sales or REOs. That is, booked by the lender, stuck with the house as a non-performing asset. An official of the company doing the survey says it would not be surprising to see housing prices in the dumps even into the year 2013. Sorry to end this newscast on such a gloomy note. For news anytime, go to CNN.com. This is CNN Radio.
What's at the top of our holiday wish list? More time to cross stuff off our lists. Hurry into Sears Auto Center to save big on all top tire brands and get an extra $70 via mail-in rebate on four qualifying Michelin tires. Plus, get any service and we'll give you a $5 Sears coupon to help you tackle the rest of your holiday shopping list while you wait. Go to SearsAuto.com for more money-saving offers and coupons. That's real convenience for real drivers. Sears Auto Center. Sale and rebate ends 1-3. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
Please listen to this important announcement from Pfizer, the makers of Lipitor, atorvastatin calcium tablets. Pfizer may help you reduce the cost of your monthly Lipitor prescription. For eligible patients, Lipitor is available for as little as $4 a month with the Lipitor copay card. Terms and conditions apply. To learn more, please visit Lipitor.com. See our ad in Cooking Light magazine. Learn more at Lipitor.com or call 1-888-LIPITOR.
After yesterday's huge Wall Street rally, stock futures remain higher this morning, but once impressive gains are shrinking as news from Europe underscores how complicated is its economic situation. This morning there are encouraging forecasts for Germany's economy, but also a report showing Italy's economy moving into contraction and possible recession. A $500 million emergency funding blitz from the European Central Bank propped up markets for a while. Most European indexes remain modestly higher. S&P futures up 3 points. NASDAQ futures up 7. Challenging the market once the opening bell sounds will be technology stocks, especially Oracle. For the first time in a decade, the big software maker reporting weaker than predicted earnings and sales for the previous quarter. Oracle stock falling 10% in extended trades. Microsoft has won a patent lawsuit against Motorola Mobility, sort of. An International Trade Commission judge rules one piece of technology used in Motorola smartphones violates a Microsoft patent, but six other patent claims have been tossed. I'm Andrew O'Day at MarketWatch.com.
Please listen to this important announcement from Pfizer, the makers of Lipitor, atorvastatin calcium tablets. Pfizer may help you reduce the cost of your monthly Lipitor prescription. For eligible patients, Lipitor is available for as little as $4 a month with the Lipitor copay card. Terms and conditions apply. To learn more, please visit Lipitor.com. See our ad in Cooking Light magazine. Learn more at Lipitor.com or call 1-888-LIPITOR. Most elves are born to make toys, cobble shoes, or dance on ElfYourself.com. But Office Max found the world's only advertising pitch elf.
Do you want to give laptops instead of bath towels? Bam! Gifts for less at Office Max. Like the Toshiba 5353 laptop with 4 gigs of memory and a Pentium processor for only $379.99. Save $120 instantly. Knowledgeable staff are standing by. Stop here now!
Gifts for less at Office Max.
Don't delay. Prices go through 12/24.
What's at the top of our holiday wish list? More time to cross stuff off our lists. Hurry into Sears Auto Center to save big on all top tire brands and get an extra $70 via mail-in rebate on 4 qualifying Michelin tires. Plus, get any service and we'll give you a $5 Sears coupon to help you tackle the rest of your holiday shopping list while you wait. Go to SearsAuto.com for more money-saving offers and coupons. That's real convenience for real drivers. Sears Auto Center. Sale and rebate ends 1-3. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
Please listen to this important announcement from Pfizer, the makers of Lipitor, atorvastatin calcium tablets. Pfizer may help you reduce the cost of your monthly Lipitor prescription. For eligible patients, Lipitor is available for as little as $4 a month with the Lipitor copay card. Terms and conditions apply. To learn more, please visit Lipitor.com. See our ad in Cooking Light magazine. Learn more at Lipitor.com or call 1-888-LIPITOR.
It's the same each time with progress. First, they ignore you.
Then they say you're mad.
Then dangerous. Then there's a pause. And then you can't find anyone who disagrees with you. Welcome to your new reality. Welcome to your new opportunity. Welcome to your new hope. Welcome to First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
And welcome back, folks. 6 minutes after 7 o'clock on this Wednesday, December 21st program. We've got a great hour of radio lined up for you. In fact, our first guest in today's hour came to us as a result of a phone call we got from a listener last week. Ann in Melvindale called to tell us about a Fermi 3 plant, and we're going to talk about that in greater detail. In this hour, we also are going to talk about the stalemate between Congress and the White House. Will they be able to break that before we get to the end of the year? If not, what are the implications of that? They're actually quite expensive for the majority of us. And, of course, Occupy Detroit will occupy First Shift at 7:50, as they do each and every day of this program. And let me remind you, if you want to join us at any point, feel free to do that. The phone number, 888-552-3595. The email address, tony@thetonyshow.org. And last and not least, on Twitter, at Tony Trupiano. Let me turn my attention now to my next guest. Joining us now is Ed McArdle. Ed is the Sierra Club Conservation Chair, and he was nice enough to reach out to me after Ann and Melvindale called last week to give me more information. Thought we would have him on to explain what's going on. Ed, happy holidays to you, and thanks for joining us this morning.
Yes, thank you. Good morning to you and your listeners. And I'm really happy that you had me on the show because, as you probably know and your listeners know, that this has been a story that's pretty much unreported, at least in the Detroit media, although Toledo's been covering it pretty well.
Well, and it's interesting, Ed. Why would the media ignore this this potential Fermi 3 plant? I don't understand what the benefit is of ignoring this.
I don't either. I just think that perhaps they're consumed with all the problems of Detroit area and the awful politics, you know, in the state and locally. And I'm amazed at the lack of interest in this because, boy, this is going to affect us far, far into the future, you know. I mean, when you enter into a nuclear program, I mean, you know, you don't just have the 10 or 15 years of building the thing, permitting and building. Then you have 40 years design operation, and then now they've been giving 20-year extensions to every old nuclear plant in the country. And then you got to deal with the waste afterwards and then the cleanup, so it's a 100 to 150-year project, actually. And we're foisting this you know, on our on future generations. I hate to put the sound so morally correct. I think it really is a moral question too.
Well, let's take a step back, though, Ed McArdle, and talk about what it is Detroit Edison is proposing to do with what would be called the Fermi 3 plant. What is it exactly that the Detroit Edison is proposing to do, Ed?
Okay, they're proposing to build a 1,600 megawatt nuclear reactor next to Fermi 2 in Monroe, which is also next to the failed Fermi 1, which, if you remember, 1974 book by John Fuller, We Almost Lost Detroit. And Fermi 2 has had problems off and on, too. And now another 1,600 megawatt reactor that is a new design, which is unproven. And Detroit Edison is the only utility left in United States that is still going with that design. So to us, that's kind of scary, too. So not only don't we have any place to put the waste, you know, this is going to cause electric rates to go up. In fact, they're probably going to go to the Public Service Commission and ask for a rate increase just for the millions that they've spent on the permit application. So it really is pretty outrageous. And the thing is, we don't need it. We don't need the power. There's a drop in demand. And in fact, DTE's own forecast to the Michigan Public Service Commission predicted a drop in demand every year through 2020. And the reason is, you know, we've lost population, poor economy, but also because these energy efficiency programs are coming on pretty strong, which is required by state law. And also, you know, they're required to get 10% of their power from renewable sources like wind and solar. And DT, you know, is doing a good job in that area. And so we don't feel that, you know, another huge nuclear plant is needed. DTE says that, by the end of 2012, we're going to have 700 megawatts of renewable power. So we're halfway there, you know, if they wanted a new plant, which they don't need. And then by 2017, DTE claims that they will have 1,000 megawatts of wind alone. So, you know, why are we doing this?
Well, okay, so where are we at in the process, Ed McArdle? I mean, is this near approval? You know, where are we at in the process?
Okay, the train's going down the track. In 2008, they applied for the permit. We've had a couple hearings on the in Monroe, and we've, you know, the NRC has its own parallel legal system, which is kind of surprising. So we have filed as official interveners. Then the draft environmental impact statement came out, which is what the hearings were last Thursday. They'll probably said they'll approve this by the end of 2012. And then it'll be, you know, a couple of years away before they start construction. Now, DTE claims that they haven't made the decision yet to do this, but they just want to have the permit in their back pocket, I guess.
All right. Obviously, there's a commission that needs to approve this. Is there this the same commission? Do we have any reason to believe, Ed, that this same commission would not approve this permit?
Hardly. They've never done so in the past. The Nuclear Regulatory Commission, you know, in our mind, is pretty politicized. And let me tell you, the money in politics surrounding this is pretty intense. And I don't know if you or your listeners have seen lately, there's a lot of stories on the Internet about the meltdown at the NRC, Nuclear Regulatory Commission. And there's a lot of infighting. There's a lot of controversy between the director and the commissioners, and it seems like the commissioners are pro-nuclear, and the director, although he's approved a lot of bad things, is still probably the lone voice on there of reason that we think. So, yeah, it's quite a story.
Well, you know, again, I look at the environmental impact of doing this. You presented to me some facts that including, you know, what happens to Great Lakes waters, you know, loss of fish. I could go on and on and on. I mean, this is fairly devastating to our ecosystem, and to think that this has pretty much got a clear path to approval. It's pretty daunting. I mean, you know, I guess I'm trying to find a silver lining here and having trouble finding one.
Yeah, right. You know, they got this multi-million-dollar public relations campaign, and it's convinced the media and the politicians are all behind it. It's kind of funny at the public hearing, everybody in the suits were for it, and most of the people without suits were against it. So, you know, the people just see the jobs, and they see, you know, the power, you know, is going to be there, the baseload power. But we feel baseload is getting more and more irrelevant as you have more distributed power, you know. So that's how people look at it. And then there's a lot of environmentalists that are pro-nuclear, too, because they're under the impression and they believe the public relations campaign that nuclear plants are carbon free or very low carbon, and it's not exactly true when you consider the whole life cycle of uranium. It's pretty devastating, you know, and you know, the greenhouse gases are very significant in from the nuclear industry, especially the enrichment process. You know, you have the mining, the milling, the fabrication, the enrichment, the transportation, and then, of course, every nuclear plant releases tritium, radioactive gases, you know, both accidentally and on purpose.
Yeah. Well, Ed, we're out of time for today, but I want to thank you for, you know, enlightening us, giving us this information. Of course, we'll rely on you to keep us informed, and we will get you back on as information merits.
Okay.
Again, happy holidays to you, and thank you for sharing this information with us, Ed.
Well, thank you.
We'll take a quick break here, folks. Much more to get to on the other side. A few more comments about this as well. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Cindy Estrada, just wishing everyone happy holidays, all the listeners out there at First Shift and the Tony Trupiano Show.
1310 WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Good morning, Tony. Our total traffic update. It's getting busier for drivers on 275. Those who are heading in toward 96 and M14, we're seeing some pockets of slow traffic. Also picked up an accident heading west on 94 near I-75. Looks like the right lane is blocked by a few cars that have been involved in this accident.
1310 WDTW Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service. Look for rain off and on throughout the day. Our high near 47. Tonight, though, it'll be cloudy, a low near 35. Tomorrow, more of those clouds and a high near 43. Still at Metro Airport, light rain and fog and 41 degrees. I'm Diane Cross. You're listening to 1310 WDTW, the home of First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Next time you need to stop for groceries, the 42,000 members of the United Food and Commercial Workers in Michigan ask you to shop at one of the stores where they work, including Kroger, Meijer, Hiller's, and Hollywood Markets. Shopping at these union stores helps support good union jobs, which build healthy communities. If you already shop at these stores, our members want to thank you for your support.
At most stores, holiday shopping is hard. Staples makes it easy to find great gifts like the latest e-readers from Kindle and Nook to laptops and tablets. And all at great prices. Easy shopping. Easy savings. Staples. That was easy.
If you missed today's First Shift with Tony Trupiano, or you want to listen to his segment again, visit our podcast page on 1310WDTW.com today.
Looking for a last-minute gift?
Yeah, I'm in a panic here. But it's got to be easy. No traffic, no long lines, no problems.
Western Union has the perfect last-minute gift. Just minutes away. Send $50 across town or within the U.S. for just $5 at participating agent locations. Easy to buy, easy to send, easy to wrap up your last-minute shopping right around the corner. Fast. Western Union. Moving money for better.
Recently on First Shift.
Joining me now is Jerry Persaud, the Senior Vice President of Advancement at Gleaners Community Food Bank.
Probably the single biggest thing that's happening is happening at the federal level now, and that's looking at the food stamp program. In 2006, there were 26.5 million people participating in the food stamp program. Then you had the economic decrease, and in 2011, there were 44.2 million. That's a huge increase in the number of people seeking food help. And so if you cut that program by 10%, the jobs aren't there for people. What are they going to do? That will have a tremendous impact on what's going to happen at our local level.
First Shift with Tony Trupiano
on 1310 WDTW.
Please listen to this important announcement from Pfizer, the makers of Lipitor, atorvastatin calcium tablets. Pfizer may help you reduce the cost of your monthly Lipitor prescription. For eligible patients, Lipitor is available for as little as $4 a month with the Lipitor copay card. Terms and conditions apply. To learn more, please visit Lipitor.com. See our ad in Cooking Light magazine. Learn more at Lipitor.com or call 1-888-LIPITOR.
First Shift is more than a radio show.
It's a movement.
And it's Facebook fun as well.
Very impressive.
Add a like to the First Shift with Tony Trupiano page today and tell a friend.
I'm friends with Merlin Olsen, too. He's comes over.
Interact with other listeners.
Yo, what's up, diggity dog?
Listen to the song of the day.
Very googly moogly.
Vote in the daily poll.
That's how I roll.
And even win prizes by participating in the contest.
You ever have that feeling you were just born for greatness?
First Shift with Tony Trupiano on Facebook, and also follow us
at Tony Trupiano on Twitter.
The time has come. Stand and fight those who would deny your rights. 1-888-552-3595. This is First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
And welcome back. I got to tell you, and again, our thanks to Ed McCardle from the Sierra Club. It just blows my mind. When we stop and think, you know, when I asked him the question, you know, it really gives you a pause. You ask the question, well, what can we do to stop it? Well, basically nothing. We have so little power, and it's because we're electing the wrong people. I mean, this just takes us back to a base discussion that we need to have about democracy and how you see it, how you hold it, and what you plan to do with it. Do you understand, folks, that the responsibility you have moving forward? Do you understand it? I really don't. I mean, I really don't some days think you understand the gravity of the task we have in front of us. Man, we got to work hard at this. We don't need a Fermi 3, but we'll get one, and it will cost us millions, and we'll pay for it, and we'll do it. Not very happily, but we'll do it. Most of us will do it naively, by the way. Jeff and I had a conversation earlier about our cable bill. Folks, I know the majority of you don't look at your bill. You just get them and you pay them. You bitch about them. You know, I can't believe that's how much more of this, but you, all you do is bitch about them and pay them. You don't fight anything. And don't tell me you do because you don't. I don't mean to be so short with you, but it's true. Speaking of politics, of course, we have a stalemate on the payroll tax cut or lack thereof. CNN story on this. Let's listen to that audio. We'll come back and talk. We have that audio? CNN?
I'm looking for it.
Okay. Well, let me know when you got it, and we'll do it then. Yeah, this is a fight that we need to have. I got to tell you, the implications, by the way, of not passing even the two-month program and let's get it figured out after that, the implications of that, it's going to cost 160 million Americans $1,500 to $4,500 more per year. Per year. And this is all on the Republicans. All of it. You can't put, and by the way, in the Senate, the Republicans are on board. It's in the House. Again, it's these Tea Party people. Anyway, let's listen to CNN's story.
A stark illustration of this high-stakes standoff. A House Republican payroll tax press conference suddenly competing with a surprise presidential appearance.
Right now, the bipartisan compromise that was reached on Saturday is the only viable way to prevent a tax hike on January 1st. It's the only one. We know this is good for the economy, and they went ahead and did the right thing. I need the Speaker and House Republicans to do the same.
I need the President to help out, right?
A two-month extension will create more uncertainty for job creators in our country when millions of Americans are out of work.
That's the central House GOP argument against a bipartisan Senate compromise to extend the payroll tax cut for 2 months, one that most Republican senators voted for last weekend.
Enough is enough. The arrogance of this place is outstanding. It's unbelievable. You have to look at what we're talking about from the eyes of our constituents and the people back home. 2 months of certainty for people when it comes to their payroll, to their paycheck.
But House Republicans, wary of casting a vote to effectively raise taxes, carefully crafted legislation to avoid that and instead appointed negotiators to work out a compromise with the Senate.
I learned in Civics 101 that the House is a co-equal branch to the Senate. Members of the other side say, well, this is a compromise. It's a compromise in the Senate, not the House.
But time is running out. No deal by January 1st means Americans making $35,000 a year will see a $700 tax increase. And those making $50,000 a year will lose $1,000 from their paychecks. Democratic sources insist they've got the political upper hand.
If we fail today, how will you face your neighbor, family, who are suffering? Where is your compassion? Where is your heart? Where is your soul?
Democrats are dug in, too, refusing to appoint their negotiators until the House passes a two-month extension. So what did House GOP leaders do? They sent lawmakers home for Christmas while the stalemate continues.
But House Republican leaders have told lawmakers they should be ready to return to Washington at any given moment between now and the end of the year. The question being asked, though, in every corner of the Capitol is who's going to blink first? Democrats admit that throughout the year of stalemates with House Republicans, they have given in many times. This time, they insist, they're not going to cave. In fact, one senior Democratic lawmaker told me they believe they have the high ground. Not just that, they believe they are, quote, on a mountaintop. Dana Bash, CNN, Capitol Hill.
Yeah, and folks, let's be mindful that, you know, it's the Republicans that made this a political fight. This is really about what's right for the American people right now. You know, when we stop and think about, do we really need to be paying more in taxes? By the way, the wealthy again continue to get overlooked in this battle. They won't be affected. It's you and I, those people that get up and put on their work boots every day and go to work and punch in. We're the ones that will suffer. Where is the compassion indeed? It is phenomenal. It's phenomenal when you stop and think about the disrespect Republicans show the American people. It is absolutely unfathomable as we go into this season of peace that the Republicans are willing to actually perpetrate war on its own people, and that's what they are doing. Job creators, please. Tell me when the last time a job creator created a job. They're not creating jobs, and the jobs that they are creating, most of them, by the way, aren't worthy. They're not putting people back to work with middle-class incomes. They barely have poverty wages. I posted a story to the Facebook page yesterday that dealt with that very issue. It was from Huffington Post. Go and read it. The new blue-collar temporary work, lasting poverty in the American warehouse. Read it. Read it and weep. John McCain, very quickly. John McCain on why he doesn't agree with the Republicans on the payroll tax.
I think we have to recognize reality, and that is we are not going to see the payroll tax cut expire on the 1st of January. And we have to accommodate to that reality. It would not be fair to the American people at this time. And so it seems to me that Republican leaders and Harry Reid and the Speaker and Congresswoman Pelosi should sit down together with the administration and figure out a way through this. It is harming the Republican Party. It is harming the view, if it's possible, anymore of the American people about Congress. And we got to get this thing resolved, and with the realization that the payroll tax cut must remain in effect.
Senator McCain?
Not to mention the doc fix and the unemployment insurance.
There you go. Folks, John McCain just said it perfectly. They've got to get it fixed. It has to get done before the end of the year. It is unconscionable that the leadership in the House and in Congress, the Republican leadership in Congress, would allow this to expire. It is unconscionable. When are you going to pick up a phone and start making a difference? Ladies and gentlemen, this is about you now. This is about you. We'll take a break. We'll come back. 888-552-3595. Happy holidays to you. It's tough. It's tough to do this time of year. I'd love to have nothing but good news. Like to leave you this week with nothing but lots of good news. I'm having trouble finding it. Let's take a break.
WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Tony, our total traffic update brought to you by DTE Energy. That earlier accident, 94 westbound near I-75, still trying to clear that for traffic trying to head in toward downtown and the other interchanges with M10, I-96. If you're coming in, I-96 eastbound, that's also getting heavier for those trying to get toward M5 and 275 and 696.
Brighten your home for the holidays. Get $3 instant discounts on select energy-efficient LED light strings at participating Eco Hardware and the Home Depot stores. Visit DTEenergy.com/saveenergy.
1310 WDTW Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service. Look for rain off and on throughout the day. Our high near 47. Tonight, though, it'll be cloudy. A low near 35. Tomorrow, more of those clouds and a high near 43. Still at Metro Airport, light rain and fog and 41 degrees. I'm Diane Cross. You're listening to 1310 WDTW, the home of First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
You're listening to WIN, Workers Independent News. I'm Doug Cunningham. The AFL-CIO says House Republicans need to decide whether they stand with the wealthiest 1% or they can come to their senses and stand for working people and pay attention to the jobs crisis. The Labor Federation is calling on House Speaker Boehner to lead his caucus to pass the bipartisan Senate bill that would extend jobless benefits and the payroll tax break working families need. The AFL-CIO says it's a modest compromise that would help millions of families. Senate Republicans are afraid that President Obama will use his recess appointment powers to seat nominees to the National Labor Relations Board. Republicans are blocking the nominations because they don't want a functioning labor board protecting workers' rights. All 47 GOP senators signed a letter warning Obama not to make the appointments. According to a report by Good Jobs First, states are spending billions of dollars each year on corporate tax credits, cash grants, and other taxpayer economic subsidies that require little or no job creation from those companies in return. The report, Money for Something, rates the performance standards and job quality requirements of 238 key subsidy programs from the 50 states and the District of Columbia. Together, they cost more than $11 billion a year. This corporate tax welfare spends tax dollars without gaining any good jobs for the states in return. Good Jobs First Executive Director Greg LeRoy says with joblessness still so high, taxpayers have a right to expect that economic development investments of tax dollars create significant numbers of high-quality jobs. The full report is available at goodjobsfirst.org. 200 workers have lost their jobs at a big foundry due to a sweep by the Office of Homeland Security. Jesse Russell reports.
The country's third largest foundry is letting go of 200 workers. The Office of Homeland Security did a sweep of the Pacific Steel Foundry, seeking workers who couldn't provide a valid Social Security number. One-third of the employees couldn't do so, and only a handful were able to produce new documents clarifying their legal status. The layoffs come as the company has been seeing an uptick in demand. Since the start of this year, 130 workers have been added at the plant, which pays an average of $18 per hour. Many of the laid-off workers had been employed at the factory for more than two decades.
A strike at Charles de Gaulle Airport in France is entering its sixth day this morning. The strike was launched by workers seeking an increase in pay. The Civil Aviation Authority said it plans to bring in replacement workers to help lighten the impact of the strike on holiday travelers. This newscast made possible in part by Ulico, the Union Labor Life Insurance Company, and OPEIU, the Office and Professional Employees International Union. You've been listening to WIN, Workers' Independent News. For more information, visit laborradio.org.
Call Tony and tell him what's on your mind. 1-888-552-3595. This is First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
And welcome back. It is 35 minutes after 7 o'clock on this Friday. I wish it was Friday. I'm ready for the weekend. I'm ready for the holiday. But it is, it's Wednesday, and frankly, I got a lot of great stuff to bring you between now and Friday, including Friday. So I'm not quite ready to leave yet. Listen, I don't mean to be a downer. I really don't. But you when you stop and you think about the gravity of what's going on, and you know, and I do. I mean, obviously, by virtue of what I do for a living, I'm plugged in, and I know what's going on, and I'm paying attention. And it's frustrating. It's very frustrating to see the Republicans taking control control's the wrong word, holding us captive, binding us in slavery. I seriously, it's that serious. And I just sometimes don't feel like I'm connecting with you. I'm sorry, but it's the truth. I just need to be honest with you about that. I just sometimes don't feel like I'm connecting with you. Like it's mattering, that it's making a difference. I know that it is, but you got to understand from where I'm sitting how challenging this is. Every day we're bringing you stories that deserve resolution. I mean, a more positive resolution. All right, a little more audio on this, the payroll tax cut, and Democrat Jim McDermott. On why the GOP, what they're doing this time of year is, well, vaguely familiar to a Christmas scenario.
Here's your Christmas gift, right? We're going to say to 2.5 million unemployed people, no unemployment benefits, because it's only for 2 months, and there's every excuse in the book you can give, but when they get up on Christmas, there's going to be coal in their sock. The working poor of this country are counting on that tax break. They've gone out and bought gifts for their kids, and they think they're going to pay for them because they have this tax reduction. And you're taking it away from them after they spent the money on the Christmas gifts. That's your lump of coal to the middle class. Now, for the seniors, the lump of coal is, we're not going to pay the doctors. We're going to cut the doctors by 25%. And doctors are going to say, I'm going to limit the number of seniors. Remember the lump of coal in November of 2012, folks. They gave it to you.
And they did. I mean, that's the truth. Where do you think that this leaves the GOP, Republicans, in the mind of the average person? I realize that Congress's approval rating continues to be at a historic low, and it's not going to get better anytime soon. And they've earned it, by the way. This is something that they've heartily earned. There's no question that is true. And so, this isn't about me gloating. Well, good for the Democrats. The Republicans make themselves look like crap. Well, they do. I mean, that's true. But at the end of the day, it doesn't really matter because you and I are the ones that suffer. They seemingly don't care. Now, maybe in 2012, we turn this thing around. We elect Democrats. We start doing things in a more common sense way. Polls show us that the Tea Party has lost favor. The Occupy movement is much more is greeted much more favorably by the average person than the Tea Party. Will it be enough? I can't answer that question. You know, as an electorate, you folks are kind of unpredictable. Love you, but you're kind of unpredictable. So let's be careful. Let's just be very, very careful. All right, let me just, because Jeff showed me or auditioned some audio for me this morning. Part of what we do before we do the show every day is we listen to audio, and Jeff records audio for the show, and then we take a listen to it. And John Walsh from America's Most Wanted, certainly an activist, but you know, sometimes can end up on the conservative side of a lot of issues. I've followed him for the lion's share of my career. I mean, he's been around a long time now. Recently, he made a statement that I'm glad Jeff found it and I wanted to share with you this morning. This is what John Walsh had to say recently.
Holidays are coming. Money's tight. We are in an economic crisis. Most of the world is suffering right along with us. But the way to solve this, the way that local, state, federal legislators are trying to do it, is by hurting the little people and letting go the people that we need the most. Paramedics, school teachers, college teachers, firefighters. I think that's the wrong way to go about it. For example, Cleveland, Ohio, great town. They are very proud that they shrank government by letting 321 people go. They closed out those jobs. Now, more than a third of those people were cops. Paterson, New Jersey, nice little place, laid off 125 police officers. So did it make that town more economically viable? Did it make it a better place to live? No. 15% spike in crime. Flint, Michigan, I've been there, lovely town. It laid off two-thirds of its police force. Did that make it a safer place? Did it make it better quality of life to live in that city? No. It's become one of the small city murder capitals of the U.S. And you know what? Who's going to pay for the economic meltdown, the huge debt? How about companies? Companies have made more money than in the whole history of the world, and they've done it with less people. Some of the Fortune 500 companies pay no state taxes at all. We all know about GE not paying federal taxes, but the way to solve this is not to let go the people that we need the most. If your house is burning down and you call the fire department and there's four fires ahead of you and they can't get to you and save your biggest investment because you're fourth on the list, you're not going to get somebody from Wall Street or from a Fortune 500 company to put your fire out. Poverty is one of the ways that we increase crime. The crime spike in this country is because of poverty. So why would we ever let the teachers go? There's not going to be less NBA players this year. There's not going to be less NFL players, and big movie stars aren't taking a big salary cut. But how about the Fortune 500 people going into the schools and teaching classes? I doubt it. You can't lay off teachers. And what if your child's missing? What if somebody's in burglarizing your house? And you're in one of those cities that have cut two-thirds of their police force, and they say the five cops that are left are on something else. And who's going to come and save you then? Citigroup? Wells Fargo, big banking company? No, it's because the cops are being cut. It's a quick fix, but it's not a good fix. Got to make the corporations pay more money. We can't let these people go. You got to speak up. You got to call your legislator. You got to write them. You got to email them. We need every cop that was on the streets before. We need more teachers than ever. They're the lowest paid on the totem pole, and paramedics save lives every day. We got to speak up.
And remember, folks, we had a chance through the American Jobs Act to bring back all the laid off firefighters and police officers, but the Republicans voted no. Republicans voted no. No, we're not going to put ourselves in further debt. So the Republicans vote no. We you know, when we had Chris Mihalakis with us yesterday, we talked about, in essence, the race to the bottom. And that's really what the Republican Party is concerning themselves with, this race to the bottom. They want to be sure that for whatever reason, and, you know, I don't belong to that group, so they don't invite me to their clubhouse. I don't get to hear it. There's a story Jeff sent me yesterday. I want to read some of it to you. It's titled "The Ongoing Republican Plan to Shame the Poor." That House Republicans are opposed to anything that could assist regular Americans as par for the course. After all, this is the class of lawmakers who voted for two budgets that would slash social spending and cut the welfare state. What's remarkable, as per the current fight over extending the payroll tax relief is the extent to which House Republicans are eager to heap scorn and disdain on the poor and disadvantaged. In addition to forcing drug tests on those who receive unemployment insurance as if recipients are more prone to drug abuse and thus underserving, the House Republicans want to require GED training for anyone who receives unemployment insurance and does not possess a high school diploma. The New Republic's Timothy Noah explains the problem with this egregious provision. Please pay attention to what I'm about to read, ladies and gentlemen. Requiring a drug test establishes that if you are collecting unemployment, you are probably a disreputable character. It is morally repellent, but not particularly novel, since companies now routinely require lower-tier workers to piss into a jar as a condition of employment. The GED requirement, on the other hand, is a new way to communicate that if you lack a job, you must be deficient. If you don't have a high school diploma or a GED, you're going to have a very difficult time getting a job. But if someone is collecting unemployment who lacks either of these things, we know that person managed to get a job in spite of their educational deficit. Otherwise, he or she wouldn't be on unemployment. To require this person to enroll in a GED program as a condition of collecting benefits is, in essence, to say that you had no business being in the labor force to begin with. Think about that. I mean, really wrap your head around that. If this sounds like an overread of the situation, or comically evil, this article goes on to say, I challenge you to reconsider. Over the last year, conservatives have doubled down on their view that the unemployed are responsible for their fate, and that the mass of Americans are mooching from the makers of society. Reasonable Republican presidential candidates like Mitt Romney and John Huntsman endorsed Paul Ryan's draconian budget for the United States, while more conservative candidates like Michelle Bachmann and Herman Cain pushed for budget plans that would wipe out the income of poor and working-class Americans with massive tax increases. That's what the Republicans give you. So if you are a Republican, defend that. If you're a Democrat, what are you going to do about it? That's the question. We'll take a break. Occupy Detroit when we continue. This is First Shift. I am Tony Trupiano, and you are listening to 1310 WDTW.
Hi, this is Chris Mihalakis from the United Food and Commercial Workers, wishing you happy holidays.
Hi, Tony Trupiano here. One of my pet projects for 2011 is to get those of you who have yet to register to vote to do just that. If you are connected to the internet, I have made it very easy for you to register. Just go to www.thetonyshow.org. That's www.thetonyshow.org and click on the register to vote button that is prominently displayed on the homepage. Now, there are no excuses, and it only takes a few minutes, and it's free as well. So if you have yet to register to vote, I am not concerned as to why, but I am concerned if you don't do it now. Again, just go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the button that says register to vote. We all care about our democracy, sure we do. But if you are not registered to vote, then no matter how passionate you are about voting or having the ability to vote, it's honestly just complaining, and we've all had enough of that. Go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the register to vote button right now and register. Thank you.
If you missed today's First Shift with Tony Trupiano, or you want to listen to a segment again, visit our podcast page on 1310wdtw.com today.
Over 140 Rite Aid stores are unionized, with over 1,500 United Food and Commercial Workers members working with a union contract in stores all across Michigan. Because they are union members, they have access to higher wages, a company pension, a health care plan for themselves and their family. And UFCW Rite Aid workers proudly serve their communities and at the same time enjoy a living wage and benefit package. Please support our union Rite Aid workers and make sure they know how much we appreciate the work they are doing. To join the UFCW family of drugstores, visit UFCW.org or call 248-585-9671.
Stay tuned for more of First Shift after this on Detroit's Progressive Talk, 1310 WDTW.
recently on First Shift.
So joining me now is the new president of the Michigan AFL-CIO, Carla Swift.
There's a lot of work to be done, and there's a great opportunity to come together and work on turning things around in Michigan. And the AFL is the centerpiece of the movement for standing up for working men and women and protecting the middle class and fighting for good jobs with fair pay and benefits.
First Shift with Tony Tribbiani
on 1310 WDTW.
First Shift is more than a radio show.
It's a movement.
And it's Facebook fun as well.
Very impressive.
Add a like to the First Shift with Tony Tribbiani page today and tell a friend.
I'm friends with Merlin Olsen, too. He comes over.
Interact with other listeners.
Yo, what's up, diggity dog?
Listen to the song of the day.
Great googly moogly.
Vote in the daily poll.
That's how I roll.
And even win prizes by participating in the contest.
You ever have that feeling you were just born for greatness?
First Shift with Tony Tribbiani on Facebook. And also follow us at Tony Tribbiani on Twitter. Don't adjust your radio. This transmission is meant for you. It's First Shift with Tony Tribbiani.
That's right, it sure is. 750-750, that means just one thing on First Shift. And that one thing is Occupy Detroit. What a wonderful relationship, by the way, this has been. Although we'll be off next week, we do plan to continue our partnership with Occupy Detroit into the new year as they continue to do extremely important work. Just because they're no longer in Grand Circus Park doesn't mean the work they're doing isn't grand. And none of it is circus, I assure you. Let's turn our attention to our guest for today. Joining us is Patrick Driscoll. Pat is a steel worker, recently returned from a little trip to Ohio, and he's here to talk to us about that. Pat, happy holidays to you. Thanks for joining us this morning on First Shift.
Thank you, and the same to you and your listeners.
I appreciate that, pal. I truly do. So tell us about your recent road trip to Ohio. What was that all about?
Well, as both a steel worker and a member of Occupy Detroit, groups of us traveled from Michigan, and a group particularly from the metro area after the Occupy Detroit General Assembly, voiced its support for both the rally. There was a rally at the Cooper Tires plant in Findlay, Ohio, where approximately 1,050 men and women were locked out from their plant after attempting to negotiate a fair contract, after the CEO received millions in raises, and they bought a shiny new corporate jet, and the salaried employees received wages. But these increases, which were largely due to the efforts and previous concessions made by the steel workers, resulted in over $300 million in profits since 2009.
Wow. So they've got $300 million in profits, buying all kinds of blingy gadgets for the company, the CEO being properly compensated. But we're going to tell our union brothers and sisters, not only do you need to get in the back of the line, don't expect much, and don't bring that silver cup and ask for shekels, because you're not going to get anything.
Right. Not only that, we're going to replace you. You long-time employees worked for years and years to try and help build the company and get it through hard times, and now back into profitability, and now they want to replace them with desperate people from out of state.
Well, tell me, Patrick, did the group that come from Michigan and joining the folks that were already there, did it have any impact on? Are we going to see any negotiations? Or did we move management at all?
That's not clear. The company has the NLRB charges have been filed against the company because it's balking at the negotiation table. But we did have a good impact on the folks there. We were acknowledged from the podium. There were also other Occupy groups from Toledo as well as Detroit and Ann Arbor and even as far away as Cincinnati. We got a great reception from the people, and I think it was a broad group of union people represented people from the community. What we could see is there's a lot of support from the community. So I think we had a morale booster, particularly at this time at Christmas when, just they've only been out since November 27th, but it's a hard time to get hit. You see a lot of kids at the rally. You know, they're facing a not too good Christmas.
No, Pat, there's no question, especially this time of the year, it's tough. And you know, and I'm assuming you're a union steel worker. Is that a correct assumption?
Yeah, correct. I've worked over 38 years at Great Lakes. Was Great Lakes Steel. Now it's Great Lakes Works, U.S. Steel.
Well, you know, Pat, you and I both know, because we've done a lot of now that you've given me that, you've been to a lot of union activities. It's not uncommon for people to bring their children to a union event, either whether it's a meeting, whether it's a rally, whether it's a picket line. You know, we bring our children. There's a reason that we do that, because this is a family affair. You know, we ingrain in our children from a young age the importance of union and what it means and what solidarity means. And, you know, in a good union family, children grow up understanding that. And so it doesn't surprise me to hear that the children were there. It breaks my heart to hear that they have to see this, especially this time of year. But it also gives me hope that because of the great cooperation and partnership between the Occupy movement and the greater union movement, that I believe that we can help move the management in Ohio at Cooper Tire. At least that would be my hope and prayer.
One of the more moving speakers was a wife of one of the and a former worker of the locked out workers, who, you know, expressed her support and perspective on the situation, because definitely it affects the whole family, and the whole family needs to understand what the issues are involved and their support.
You know, Pat Driscoll, I go back to this mantra of Republicans to say, you know, let the free market decide, you know, how we rerun our companies. And you know, that's all well and good. But when you've got a company like Cooper Tire that is extremely profitable, that is rewarding its executives, again, buying brand new jets and making sure that, you know, they're taking care of all the people at the top, isn't it a little disingenuous to say to those that actually make the money, that are doing the work, that make them the money, that they're able to abuse? Isn't it just a little disingenuous to treat them this way? I mean, honestly, the American people shouldn't tolerate this.
I agree, and in Ohio we've seen a movement in Wisconsin and the stirrings and beginnings here also. Of people, I think, fighting back. They repealed Senate Bill 5 in Ohio, which attempted to place the blame for the economic situation on the public workers. They were able to repeal that, had a massive movement. In fact, one of the speakers was the head of the AFL-CIO of Ohio, a steel worker. He said, I guess, the fourth generation steel worker that said this battle would be taken to the people there. And I think this whole region has been affected by attempts to both bust the unions and affect drastically our city with the crisis in the cities. That's part of why we're part of Occupy Detroit and tied together, is this whole notion that the crisis in the city has to be paid for by the people of the city and by the workers in the city, and completely ignore the forces that cause this crisis, the larger picture.
Patrick, I couldn't have said that better myself. And you know, it's great, and of course I'm happy that this. There's this simpatico amongst the union and amongst the Occupy movement, how easily this is fit together, and you know, without having to question it. I mean, it's really been from day one a great fit and a great movement, and it's good to know that you know, labor's there for the Occupy movement. It's also good to know that the Occupy movement is there for labor. It's a nice dance. Especially when it's done well. Patrick, if I don't talk to you again, have a beautiful holiday season. Thank you for your time this morning.
You too. Happy holidays.
Absolutely. Patrick Driscoll, again, a steelworker and an Occupy member, telling the story that needs to be told. This is what Occupy is about. All right, a quick break. Mike Thompson from the Free Press on the other side. Stay with us.
1010 WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Our total traffic update, Tony, includes that earlier accident trying to clear 94 westbound near I-75. Part of that may be because of the rain and fog we've had this morning. Drivers have had to keep their speeds a little slower for safety, of course. And as you make your way 75-696, we're seeing some of the normal slowdowns, especially on that southbound side.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service. Look for rain off and on throughout the day. Our high near 47. Tonight, though, it'll be cloudy, a low near 35. Tomorrow, more of those clouds and a high near 43. Still at Metro Airport, light rain and fog and 41 degrees. I'm Diane Cross. You're listening to 1310 WDTW, the home of First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
If you missed today's First Shift with Tony Trupiano, or you want to listen to a segment again, visit our podcast page on 1310WDTW.com today.
Hey, it's Jeff from First Shift with Tony Trupiano, weekdays from 6 to 9 a.m. right here on 1310 WDTW.
Dearborn, Detroit.
Now, time for news from CNN.
CNN Radio, I'm Jim Ribble. Top story this hour, not the kind of news that makes your day. You get back from one war and you're about to be sent off to another one. CNN's Tommy Andres reports.
Just as they were greeting loved ones with open arms in time for the holidays, some U.S. troops home from the newly concluded war in Iraq have found out they will be going to Afghanistan. President Obama says the move is meant to bolster an eventual drawdown in the country and will mirror the exit strategy in Iraq.
Joint Chiefs Chair General Martin Dempsey says Iran should not take the U.S. lightly. He tells CNN his biggest worry is that Iran will miscalculate U.S. resolve, centering on that country not getting a nuclear program.
Any miscalculation could mean that we're drawn into conflict. And that would be a tragedy for the region and the world.
House Republicans say they don't like the Senate plan to extend the payroll tax cut only by 2 months. They want a full year extension. And so the impasse in Congress continues. President Obama says if a compromise can't be worked out, Americans will see their taxes go up the first of the year.
One of the House Republicans referred to what they're doing as, quote, high stakes poker. He's right about the stakes, but this is not poker. This is not a game.
So is this the Santa Claus rally? The Dow gained 331 points yesterday. Stock futures are pointing to a higher open again this morning. It's a cosmic milestone. NASA's Kepler Space Telescope has spotted two Earth-sized planets outside our own solar system. Derek Pitts of the Franklin Institute's Science Museum in Philadelphia says a discovery like this would have been extremely difficult in the past.
We are now discovering planets at such a high rate that it's only a matter of time, maybe even less than a year, before we find an Earth-like planet in the right location where lake water can be liquid.
You gotta love the Kepler Space Telescope. A Russian rocket is set for launch in just a few minutes to take a three-man crew to the International Space Station. If everything goes according to schedule, the ship will dock with the station Friday morning. For news anytime, go to CNN.com. This is CNN Radio.
Blurriness, wavy lines, blind spot, these are all symptoms of a chronic condition called wet age-related macular degeneration, also known as wet AMD. It can develop quickly and it's a leading cause of blindness in people 60 and older. Learn about your risk factors and find out how a retina specialist can help. Just visit amdawareness.org. And if you aren't seeing clearly, get checked now. Knowing the symptoms may save your sight. Learn more at amdawareness.org today. This message was brought to you by the American Society of Retina Specialists and Genentech.
Does being over 40 make you feel like half the man you used to be? You may have reduced testosterone. Introducing Ageless Male, clinically proven to increase testosterone levels by 61% and within a healthy, normal range. You really need to give Ageless Male a try. Today, you can try it risk-free. Just call 1-800-289-2987. 1-800-289-2987. 1-800-289-2987.
Doctors keep writing prescriptions and pharmacies keep filling them. This morning, Walgreens reports it filled a record 208 million prescriptions last quarter. That and better sales in the store aisles helped propel the nation's biggest drugstore chain to a 5% sales increase last quarter from a year ago and a $500 million profit for Walgreens. But it's earnings from another corner of the office that's making many investors a little bit nervous this morning. Software maker Oracle reports weaker than expected quarterly results for the first time in a decade. Oracle is one of those companies analysts follow as an indicator of the larger technology industry's health. So many technology stocks could make a reversal from yesterday's rally today. For the first time today, stock futures have moved into the red. Following yesterday's monster rally, S&P futures are now down 2.5 points. NASDAQ futures negative by 2, Dow futures losing 4. I'm Andrew O'Day in the newsroom at MarketWatch.com.
Please listen to this important announcement from Pfizer, the makers of Lipitor, atorvastatin calcium tablets. Pfizer may help you reduce the cost of your monthly Lipitor prescription. For eligible patients, Lipitor is available for as little as $4 a month with the Lipitor copay card. Terms and conditions apply. To learn more, please visit Lipitor.com. See our ad in Cooking Light magazine. Learn more at Lipitor.com or call 1-888-LIPITOR.
Most elves are born to make toys, cobble shoes, or dance on ElfYourself.com. But Office Max found the world's only advertising pitch elf.
Do you want to get laptops instead of bath towels? Bam! Gifts for less at Office Max. Like the Toshiba 5353 laptop with 4 gigs of memory and a Pentium processor for only $379.99. Save $120 instantly. Knowledgeable staff are standing by. Stop in now!
Gifts for less at Office Max.
Don't delay. Prices go through 12/24.
Blurriness, wavy lines, blind spot, these are all symptoms of a chronic condition called wet age-related macular degeneration, also known as wet AMD. It can develop quickly and it's a leading cause of blindness in people 60 and older. Learn about your risk factors and find out how a retina specialist can help. Just visit amdawareness.org. And if you aren't seeing clearly, get checked now. Knowing the symptoms may save your sight. Learn more at amdawareness.org today. This message was brought to you by the American Society of Retina Specialists and Genentech.
Does being over 40 make you feel like half the man you used to be? You may have reduced testosterone. Introducing Ageless Male, clinically proven to increase testosterone levels by 61% and within a healthy, normal range. You really need to give Ageless Male a try. Today, you can try it risk-free. Just call 1-800-289-2987. 1-800-289-2987. 1-800-289-2987.
Change mandates vision. Vision mandates intelligence. Intelligence mandates thought, and thought demands attention. As we look for leadership that demonstrates courage and conscience, we ask the deliberate question that provides the path to truth. And that question is, are you ready for change? And if you are you ready for First Shift with Tony Trupiano?
That is the question of the day. 6 minutes after 8 o'clock as we begin our last hour of this Wednesday program. Happy to be with you. I am Tony Trupiano. Thank you for joining us. Appreciate you punching in as we work our way through the holiday. Happy Hanukkah to our Jewish friends. Began at sundown last night. Certainly, lots of reasons to be optimistic for many of us. But as we have been pointing out on this show, certainly the last 10 days or so, we've been focusing on one of the things, of course, I've talked about on the show is the series that's going on in the Free Press right now about homeless youth. There's also another series going on that we're going to talk about in just a minute with Free Press editorial cartoonist Mike Thompson, which has been it's been fascinating. Every day he's got a new piece, and we'll get to that in just a moment. But, you know, it really does bring to focus, especially after some of the things that we've been talking about this morning, as we look at what the Republicans are doing by taking away more financial opportunity from working people, not to mention the fact that we have not extended unemployment benefits. We still find ourselves, really, and many of us, in desperate situations. You begin to wonder how we work our way out of this, and it's not going to be simple, and it's going to take really the collective consciousness of everybody within the sound of my voice and far beyond that. No question that's true. A little later on in this hour, we're going to visit with Ben LaBolt, who is the press secretary for Obama for America. So you can look forward to that a little later on in the hour, but let me turn my attention now to my next guest. Normally, of course, Stephen Henderson, the editorial page editor of the Detroit Free Press, is with us on Wednesdays, but he asked me yesterday if I would if I would like to have Mike Thompson on the show, of course, you know, in my world, Mike doesn't know this, but in my world, Mike Thompson's a rock star. I absolutely love the work he does at the Free Press. Anybody that reads the Free knows who he is. He's, of course, the editorial cartoonist. There was a time when I actually wanted to do what Mike does. There were two problems. I couldn't draw to save my ass, and I can't even win the caption contest he has, and I've done, I don't know, about 500 of them. So let us turn our attention to this morning to Mike Thompson. Pleasure to have you on First Shift this morning. Mike, thanks for taking the time to be with us, and happy holidays to you.
Well, happy holidays to you too, Tony, and good morning, and thanks for having me on your show. I wanted to say I'm a poor substitute for Steve Henderson, but I'm going to try my best.
Now, you know what? We're happy to have you. I really am thrilled and really want to talk about this series that you're doing this week called Quiet Desperation. And I have to tell you, Mike, as I've been watching it unfold this week, you know, my roots are actually in Oakland County. I kind of grew up there. At one point, I owned a couple restaurants in Oakland County, and I owned restaurants at a time when in the early to mid 80s, where the economy was not quite as bad as it is today, but it's when the Fierro plant closed, and you know we saw in Pontiac, and I had a couple restaurants right in the Pontiac area. At that time, I was on the board of the North Oakland Medical Center, which is now Doctors Hospital. I saw, you know, the mental health hospital close there in Pontiac, and I began to see things change. I'm kind of curious, Mike, when you put this piece together, this Quiet Desperation, which people can easily find on your blog at the Free Press. You know, according to this, you've been at this now for 6 months. What made you decide to follow this path?
Well, you know, when I moved to Oakland County, and that's where I live. I'm a Royal Oak resident. My family and I live in Royal Oak. And when I moved here 11 years ago, it really didn't take long to figure out the economic landscape of southeastern Michigan. You know, there was Detroit, which has traditionally been the home of so much economic hardship, and then there was a Macomb County, which was, of course, the bastion of the middle class. And then there was Oakland County, which was the bastion of the upper middle class. And like everyone else over the past couple of years, I've been reading stories coming out of the county about some truly alarming statistics of things that are happening inside Oakland County. And that really didn't jibe with the experience that I was having as a county resident, as I drove around. You know, when you drive around Detroit, it's not hard to imagine that there are people in that community who are suffering economically. Yet when you drive around in Oakland County, you don't immediately get the perception that there is a serious problem, and yet, as I found out, there is a serious problem.
You know, I'm kind of curious, Mike, and for those people that haven't seen this yet, what you've really done is you've taken real life stories, and we've got as of this morning, four of them. The first one was Quiet Desperation in Oakland County, then Ashamed to Ask for Help, Poverty in Oakland County, and then Quiet Desperation, Where Are the Opportunities, which is today's piece. But Mike, I've got to ask, as you built relationships with these people, and what you've done is you've actually you interviewed them and brought them to life through animation, which, of course, is your gift, and it truly is a gift. It's a fascinating series. It is really interesting to watch these pieces that you've done, these mini-movies, if you will. Was it hard to find people that would share their struggle with you?
You know, it was difficult to find people who were willing to talk in Oakland County. I think there's a natural reluctance on people to talk about their problems, and especially if you know, you are a resident of Oakland County and you know you're living in a community of affluence, and suddenly you find yourself in dire economic straits. That's a pretty hard thing for most people to deal with. And not a lot of people were willing to share their stories in such a candid way that I was looking for. You know, and there are a whole host of reasons why, as I found out.
And you know, as we take a look at at least the series that's out as of this morning, is there a particular story that really grabbed you and said, my God, or as you decided to do the series, was there a particular person or story that, you know, again, really grabbed you and said, you know, Mike, there's something going on here. This story needs to be told.
You know, I think what really struck me was I spoke to some young people for this series, two of whom I included in the package, and the difficulty that young people inside the county are having simply getting off the ground is what really struck me. You know, the problems that Oakland County is facing aren't unique to Oakland County, but they're not unique to places like Detroit anymore either. You know, as the auto industry went downhill and as the national economy went downhill, Oakland County was affected. And inside Oakland County, you know, the young people that I spoke with who were having such a hard time getting off the ground, you know, it was really heartbreaking. You know, today's installment, I talked to Brian Ross, who was a 19-year-old I met down at the Occupy Detroit rally. And he had intended on going to college. He wanted to become a doctor. And, you know, his family had experienced some economic hardship. And he is unable to go to school because he's supporting himself now. He is paying his rent, as he said, and paying for food at the cost of his education. And, you know, when you think we as a society, what we're doing to this next generation, it's almost criminal.
Yeah, you know, and Mike, what I found remarkable about his story, and he says, and you illustrated beautifully, and he says, I thought at this point I would be, I'm paraphrasing, of course, I thought at this point I'd be living in a dormitory. But the thought of having to get loans to put myself in the debt of $50,000 to $60,000 is just not something that I can do.
Yeah, you know that. I mean, that's an awful lot to ask of a young person. You know, I don't know what your experience was growing up, but you know, I was never faced with the proposition of in order to succeed, you must take out so much debt that you're going to be paying it off for the rest of your life. And yet, that's what's happening to young people nowadays. And it's sad to think that, you know, that people would forego the chance to go out and serve the community and better themselves simply because, you know, they can't afford this crushing debt. You know, Brian, the individual I spoke to today, his dream was to become a doctor. You know, he could have gone out and you know, may still go out and do some good and benefit society. But you know, there's this huge roadblock that's been thrown in front of him, and it's, you know, in many ways insurmountable for young people.
Absolutely. Very quickly, Mike Thompson, before we have to get to the break in about a minute here. You also tell the story of a young man, I believe it's in Lake Orion or Oxford, who's living, you know, in a tent. You know, and again, this idea that you have to, you know, that it comes to this, that, you know, at one point he talks about, you know, living with the mother of his children, you know, and having two jobs, no longer having those jobs. I mean, it is a realistic, how do we deal with this perspective? This is just it's mind blowing. How do we deal with it?
You know, what I found is I think I said the problems that are happening in Oakland County are the problems that are happening everywhere else in America. We used to think we were insulated here in Oakland County, and you know, in fairness, the county is still doing relatively well. In fact, it added jobs last year. And you know, the predictions are that it's going to continue to add jobs and continue. Hopefully, we've bottomed out, you know, at least according to the Institute for Research on Labor Employment.
And I'm going to have to ask you, Mike Thompson, hold that thought. We got to get to the break. We'll come right back to you. Mike Thompson, the editorial cartoonist for the Detroit Free Press. I'm Tony Trupiano. First Shift continues after this brief break.
Hey, it's Anthony from First Shift, and I'm giving a happy holidays to all the listeners out there. Thanks for the support.
1310 WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Good Wednesday morning, Tony. Our total traffic update includes a problem on the service drive of 696 westbound near Woodward. We've had a pretty bad accident working there for a while. Looks like that's closed. Traffic is being diverted onto Main Street. 75 south at Clay, an accident off to the right side. Police on the scene, flashing lights, all of that. A little slow through there. 94 west after 75. The accident has cleared. Still slow traffic for those trying to get in toward the interchanges.
1310 WDTW Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service. Look for occasional rain throughout the day. Our high is going to be near 47. Tonight, though, it's going to be cloudy and 35. Tomorrow, our high, 43. Also cloudy skies. Right now, still light rain and fog at the airport, 41 degrees. I'm Diane Cross. You're listening to 1310 WDTW, the home of First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Unions work. One of the many advantages of being a worker covered by a union contract is the increased likelihood that you will have guaranteed benefits, including scheduled wage increases, affordable health insurance, a secure pension, and paid time off, than non-union workers. Wouldn't it be nice to have the peace of mind and economic security that comes with a union contract? Find out how a union can work for you. Call the United Food and Commercial Workers at 1-888-485-9671. That's 1-888-485-9671.
Looking for a last-minute gift?
Yeah, I'm in a panic here. But it's got to be easy. No traffic, no long lines, no problems.
Western Union has the perfect last-minute gift. Just minutes away. Send $50 across town or within the U.S. for just $5 at participating agent locations. Easy to buy, easy to send, easy to wrap up your last-minute shopping right around the corner. Fast. Western Union. Moving money for better.
Hi, Tony Trupiano here. One of my pet projects for 2011 is to get those of you who have yet to register to vote to do just that. If you are connected to the internet, I have made it very easy for you to register. Just go to www.thetonyshow.org. That's www.thetonyshow.org and click on the register to vote button that is prominently displayed on the homepage. Now, there are no excuses and it only takes a few minutes and it's free as well. So if you have yet to register to vote, I am not concerned as to why, but I am concerned if you don't do it now. Again, just go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the button that says register to vote. We all care about our democracy, sure we do. But if you are not registered to vote, then no matter how passionate you are about voting or having the ability to vote, it's honestly just complaining, and we've all had enough of that. Go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the register to vote button right now and register. Thank you.
Hello, this is your navigation system. Your destination is now set for Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry, where you will always find the perfect gift for her. Jared has an incredible selection of beautiful diamond fashion necklaces, earrings, rings, and bracelets from fabulous brands like Love's Embrace, Heart's Desire, and Levion Chocolate Diamonds. Prices starting at $100. You have arrived. Tell it, radio singers.
It can only be Jared.
Recently on First Shift.
Alan West, who's a congressman from Florida, gets his information from, what can we say, interesting sources? This is what he had to say on national television.
In the movie G.I. Jane, Demi Moore was waterboarded, and we do use that in military training.
G.I. Jane. He references G.I. Jane? Really?
Well, I think that the military needs to develop lightsabers because in the movie Star Wars, they proved to be pretty useful.
First on 1310 WDTW.
Tea party guy, by the way.
My favorite way to wake up in the morning is with Tony Trupiano. And First Shift, First Shift, First Shift on 1310 WDTW. Now here's Tony.
22 minutes after 8 o'clock. Welcome back. My guest once again, Free Press editorial cartoonist Mike Thompson. He has a, and again, if you just go to the Free Press, go to the staff blogs, go to Mike's Thompson's blog, you're going to find his series, Quiet Desperation. It's a series that he's illustrating and narrating on 6 months of dealing and talking to people who have dealt with the economy in Oakland County. It is titled Quiet Desperation. It is beautifully done. In fact, we pulled a little audio, and Mike, we're gonna let me play this audio so people get a little taste of what this is about. Go ahead, Jeff.
In 2000, Oakland County, Michigan was one of the five most affluent large counties in America. It defined the upper middle class. Today, things still look pretty normal in Oakland. But beneath appearances, statistics paint a very different picture. From 2000 to 2010, home foreclosures jumped from 820 to nearly 10,000 a year. and the annual average monthly unemployment rate quadrupled. More than 90,000 jobs disappeared between 2005 and 2010. Social service agencies are straining under new demands. Gleaners Food Bank reports a 26% jump in food it's sending to Oakland County providers since 2009. Since 2006, the number of school kids in free or reduced lunch programs, a sign of poverty, has increased by as much as 212%. In some school districts, the percentage of people who are calling South Oakland Shelter because they are homeless for the first time has more than doubled in the past 2 years. Oakland County is hailed as the economic engine of southeastern Michigan. And while the county's economy has shown signs of a turnaround, the engine is sputtering badly. People in Oakland County are hurting, while others are overwhelmed trying to address a crisis that is not always obvious. In the coming week, I'll be sharing the stories of a few of these people.
All right, Mike Thompson, that, of course, sets up the series Quiet Desperation. Those numbers are just staggering.
You know, they are staggering, and they really sort of contrast with the perception you get when you're driving around the county. You really do not get the impression that there are a lot of people in Oakland County who are in need. But Oakland County, like everywhere else in America, has not been spared by the Great Recession. I mean, it's not like you can point to some county official and say, aha, it's all his fault, or point to some county policy and say, you know, that's what did it. It's really the national economy that's slamming Oakland County and slamming the rest of the country. No one is immune from this Great Recession, and that was the point of the series.
Well, yeah, you know, and again, it is remarkable. I want people to go experience it. I want to talk a little bit, though, Mike, about animating this, because you really do this nice juxtaposition between real video and animation. This is a very ambitious project for you.
Yeah, I've been animating for quite some time, and really what I wanted to do was, use my medium to tell a story. An important story about what's going on in our community. And I wanted to do it in a way that I hadn't seen done before. And so I took my animation skills and my reporting skills and combined them, and this is the result.
Well, it's beautifully done. It's remarkable. I have to tell you, of the ones you've done so far, now, how many more in the series will there be, by the way?
Today, it's running through Saturday.
It's running through Saturday. Okay. I have to tell you, the ashamed to ask for help really, really grabbed my attention. That one just really kind of grabbed me. And again, I've also been reading the other series on the Freep this week about the homeless children, which has been chilling to read as well. You know, I got to tell you, it's not like, and I said to the audience earlier this morning, I'm not looking to be Debbie Downer. I'm not. But, you know, there are just some realities that we have to take a look at. And then we look at the political landscape, Mike, and we see that our Congress still can't get along. We see what's happening now with the payroll tax cut. We're going to talk to Ben from Obama for American here in just a moment. You know, I'd like to sound very optimistic. You know, you were saying before we went to the break that, you know, statistically we see things are getting better. But the question is, are they reaching the people that need the help? That's the question, Mike.
Well, you know, I don't want to be a Debbie Downer either, but there is some good news. While researching this, this project, I came across a number of wonderful social service agencies in Oakland County. The Monday piece was on the Baldwin Center in Pontiac, which is, a fantastic organization, and then I also spoke with people at Gleaners Food Bank, another wonderful social service organization, and I also spoke with people at the Community Housing Network. So while things may be, bad, there is help. And there are organizations and people out there who are willing and able to offer people who are experiencing economic difficulty to to assist them.
Well, yeah, and unfortunately, and I have to say, you know, we've had a lot of these organizations here on the show. Certain Leaners comes to mind. There's another great organization called Blessings in a Backpack that I just love, Mike Thompson.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you're familiar with them, but
yes, I am. And you know, one of the things I discovered while researching for this project was I'm a Royal Oak resident, and they're trying to get a Blessings in the Backpack program off the ground in Royal Oak. Now, you know, when I drive down Main Street of Royal Oak, I don't think, you know, hungry children, but there's obviously enough need in Royal Oak to warrant such a program. And, you know, that's something I find to be incredibly depressing.
Yeah. Well, you know, no one should go hungry, but no child should know that come Friday that they go home that they don't have a meal. They should not know hunger on the weekends. They shouldn't.
Yeah, I'm not sure if your listeners know the story behind Blessings in a Backpack. It's a program that provides children with a backpack full of food to take home.
Yeah, we've had them on the show. Yeah, we've had them on this. Yeah, you know, in fact, we run a commercial. We put a commercial together for them that we run for free. Probably 3 to 5 times every single day, because I believe in that organization in a huge way, Mike.
Yeah, it's an important organization, and when I spoke with them, they had just gotten in the results from one of the communities in which they have a program, and they talked about the impact it had on MEEP scores, and MEEP scores went up pretty considerably in that community. And I have to think that at least part of that reason is because children are not coming in to take the test hungry.
No, I of course would have to agree with that. I love, as we're almost out of time, let me tell you that I find the series that you did, Quiet Desperation, just remarkable. I'm pretty sure that awards are coming your way for this.
That's not really the primary motive. What I was really trying to do was tell a story about what's happening in this community.
Yeah, absolutely.
And
I also want
to make sure that your listeners know that accompanying the series is a page of links to social service agencies.
Yep, it's all there. If they go to your blog, they're going to find all the resources. Mike, we're just out of time. Thank you so much, and happy holidays. It was nice to visit with you.
Hey, thank you, Tony. Great talking to you.
Truly my pleasure. We'll be back, folks.
Oh, the mistletoe. 1310 WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Tony, our total traffic update brought to you by Ford Driving Skills for Life, and we've needed some of those skills this morning as we've had wet roadways and foggy conditions. Still trying to clear an earlier accident, 94 westbound near the Southfield Freeway. We had a car spin around the wrong direction, 75 south at Clay off to the right side, and that service drive, 696 westbound at Woodward. Pretty bad accident there, an investigation. That service drive is closed or being diverted onto Main Street.
Wintertime driving can be hazardous, especially for newly licensed teen drivers. Visit Ford Driving Skills for Life's award-winning website at drivingskillsforlife.com for great safe driving tips.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service. Look for occasional rain throughout the day. Our high is going to be near 47. Tonight, though, it's going to be cloudy and 35. Tomorrow, our high, 43, also cloudy skies. Right now, still light rain and fog at the airport, 41 degrees. I'm Diane Cross. You're listening to 1310 WDTW, the home of First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Unions work. Did you know that workers covered by a union contract earn more money each year than non-union workers? And that a contract can put more dollars in your pocket each and every week. A union contract protects your wages, giving your family financial security. Does more money in your pocket sound good? Find out how a union can work for you. Call the United Food and Commercial Workers at 1-888-485-9671. That's 1-888-485-9671.
It's at this time of year that generous, big-hearted Americans reach out to aid the less fortunate among us, like those who've recently been knocked down by the recession and seen their incomes plummet. I speak, of course, about our nation's severely squeezed millionaires. Yes, many of the infamous 1% class are no longer feeling like $1 million. According to a new federal report, the income of these high-living swells averaged a robust $1.4 million in 2007. But after Wall Street crashed in a heap of greed late that year, their average income took a tumble. In 2009, it fell below the millionaire threshold, leaving these poor rich folks struggling to make it on an average income of only $957,000. Also, talk about getting a lump of coal in your Christmas stocking. The share of our nation's total income taken by the one percenters fell from a whopping 23% in 2007 to a mere 17% 2 years later. How sad for them, huh? The only balm for their little financial ouchie is that they are using it as a rebuke to the 99%ers of the Occupy Wall Street protests. See, say the rich, waving the federal report, our slice of the pie in 2009 was the smallest it's been in a decade, so your protest about inequality is out of date. Get a time machine, one front man for the Koch brothers barked at the Occupy movement. This is Jim Hightower saying, okay, but let's travel back only a few short years in time to 1980, when the top 1% was very happy to pocket a meager 10% of all of America's income. And by the way, today's 1%ers have had big income gains since 2009, while the 99% have lost income. So, the occupiers are right, the inequality is increasing.
To get more of Jim Hightower's populist take on what Wall Street and Washington are up to, visit www.hightowerlowdown.org.
Stay connected with us. First Shift is on Facebook and Twitter. Follow us, like us, love us. At Tony Trupiano on Twitter and add a like to the First Shift with Tony Trupiano page today.
Tweet.
You're listening to 1310 WDTW, Detroit's Progressive Talk, the home for First Shift with Tony Trupiano. Now here's Tony.
Hey, welcome back. 35 minutes after the hour. Folks, I can't encourage you enough to go over to freep.com and look at Mike Thompson's series. Just if you go to the bottom of the webpage, you're going to see the staff blogs and just click on Mike Thompson. Or actually, if you go about halfway down, you're going to see the series featured there as well. Either way, it's going to get you to his blog. It'll be obvious where it's at. There are four so far. Again, it goes through Saturday, so every day. He also has a link of resources. It was so well done and so powerful. I'm glad that that Stephen Anderson, although I miss having Stephen on today and, you know, being able to wish him a happy holidays and a happy new year and all that good stuff. I was happy to have Mike Thompson on the show. Really a big fan of his. He does incredible work. Very, very gifted editorial cartoonist. But very jealous. I can't, trust me, I can't come close to what he can do with a pencil. There's no question. He's a very gifted journalist, and we were fortunate to have him on the show today. In just a few minutes, by the way, we're going to be having Ben LaBolt on. He is the National Press Secretary for Obama for America. You get used to that a little bit, because we're going to be doing a lot of stuff, obviously, with the presidential election coming up in 2012. And I'm very much looking forward to that, not to mention the statewide races that we'll be dealing with, especially in the House in Southeast Michigan and beyond. So a lot of really interesting stuff coming up in the new year, that's for sure. If you would like to join us, feel free to do that. Our toll-free number is 888-552-3595. That's 888-552-3595. The email address, as always, tony@thetonyshow.org, and on Twitter, @TonyTrupiano. Let's go to the phones and welcome Ann in Melvindale. Happy holidays to you and a Merry Christmas, Ann. What's on your mind today?
Thank you. Oh, I just wanted to thank you for having Ed McCardle on to speak about Fermi.
Great. And while you're responsible for that, Ann, because it was your call that got Ed to contact me. And then, of course, I said, well, let's have you on the show. So thank you, Ann.
Yeah, I guess that's how it goes, huh?
Absolutely. Thank you.
Sure. And he's going to email you an address where people can make a comment.
Good.
Well, there is something you can do. I mean, we may not succeed, but... they can at least make a comment.
Absolutely, Ann. Absolutely. No, I'll make sure I get that information out to the audience. Anyway, what's on your mind today?
Thank you. Oh, that's all I had on my mind.
Oh, okay. Very good. Well, thank you so much.
Well, there's other things. I mean, that fracking that they want to do, how they...
Yeah, very dangerous.
Dangerous. Terrible.
Yeah, and you know, and honestly, from an environmental standpoint, and of course, we're dedicating some time on a monthly basis. We need to be doing more. We don't talk enough about environmental issues on this show, and as far as I'm concerned, on a lot of other shows. We kind of ignore the environment as if there's nothing that we can do about it, and of course, there is something we can do about it. We talk about carbon footprint, but how many of us actually make an effort to reduce our own carbon footprint? And of course, we can do it, Ann. It's not even that difficult to do it. You know, we talked this morning, like you said, with Ed McArdle about Fermi 3. You know, why aren't we talking about, you know, more green energy resources? Why aren't we talking more about, you know, wind turbine plants and feed-in tariffs? And there's so much more that we can be dialoguing on, Ann, and I think we need to make a commitment in 2012 to do just that.
Well, thank you.
Well, you're welcome.
That'll help, and a Merry Christmas to you.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Thank you for your call. 888-552-3595. Very quickly, before Ben LeBolt calls us, Mitt Romney on David Letterman gave his top 10 list. This is what he had to say.
And here to present tonight's top 10 list, former governor of Massachusetts, and the reason the audio was screwed up earlier, Mitt Romney. Mitt, come on out and take it off. Thank you, Mitt. How'd you do on the back nine? Now, the category, top 10 things Mitt Romney would like to say to the American people, and finally, thank goodness, he has a forum here to talk to the American people. Here we go. In a recent national poll, Mitt Romney and Newt Gingrich are in a dead heat for the Republican nomination for president. Top 10 things Mitt now would like to get off his chest. Here we go, number 10.
Isn't it time for a president who looks like a 1970s game show host?
Yes. Number 9.
What's up, gangsters? It's the M.I. Double Tizzle.
He's not the M.I. Double Tizzle. Number 8.
I have no proof, but I have a feeling Canada is planning something.
You can always count on that. Number 7, then.
Actually, I'm only here to meet Tom Cruise.
Number 6.
Live from New York, it's Saturday night.
Oh, no, Mitt. Number 5.
My new cologne is now available at Macy's. It's Mitstified.
Mitstified. Number 4.
I just used all my campaign money to buy a zoo with Matt Damon.
What's wrong with that? Number 3.
I can do a lot, but even I can't fix the Indianapolis Colts.
Hey, we won. We won yesterday. But yeah. What about your Patriots? What about those guys? Like to see them win something. Number 2.
Newt Gingrich? Really?
Yeah, that's right. And the number 1 thing Mitt Romney would like to say to the American people.
It's a hairpiece.
There you go.
All right, and that's about the only entertaining thing you're ever going to get out of Mitt Romney. The guy's just a nightmare. In fact, the nice segue to my next guest who is waiting on hold, so let me go to him. Joining us now is Ben LeBolt. Ben is the National Press Secretary for Obama for America. His resume, folks, is quite impressive. Certainly a hardcore, committed Democrat, committed mostly to the truth. And, Ben, I want to welcome you to First Shift this morning.
Nice to be with you.
Listen, there's a lot going on, but the number one issue, Ben, certainly that we have to take a look at this morning is the payroll tax cut and what this Republican Congress is doing, especially this time of year. I mean, Ben, this would be unconscionable any time of the year, but around the holidays when people can least afford this kind of political tactic, is this what we can expect from the Republicans moving forward?
Well, you know, the Republicans are supposed to be the party of tax cuts, and what they've been unable to explain is why they've fought tooth and nail to protect tax cuts for the wealthiest Americans, shifting costs down to the middle class and seniors. But why the House Republicans and the Senate Republicans can't come together to pass a $1,000 tax cut for 160 middle class Americans across the country. We're 9 days away from a $1,000 tax increase on those middle-class Americans. The president's been absolutely clear. Congress cannot leave town until this is done.
Well, listen, even John McCain, who has been at odds with this president over many things, agrees with the president on this one, that we need to pass this tax. I mean, we need to do this. This is legislation that is far overdue, and we cannot ignore it. Yet in the House, Ben, They're acting like it's the Democrats' problem, not the Republicans.
Well, let me tell you, the Republicans' number one cheerleader, the Wall Street Journal editorial board, has abandoned them on this today and made absolutely clear that middle-class Americans need this tax cut. They believe they will get them. Because the Republicans are really playing with fire here. Economists have made clear that this could do serious damage to our economy.
Well, you know, I'm not going to ask you to be an apologist for the Republican Party or for any party for that matter, but let's talk a minute about what the president has said all along we needed to do, and that is, of course, to make sure that we protect those that are unemployed right now. And those that are employed, the middle class that are employed, that we don't unnecessarily burden them with an added tax that, by the way, only the middle class would be burdened by. And the president's been clear that we need to pass this legislation.
That's absolutely right. And he thinks we need to do more than recover from the recession. We need to restore economic security for the middle class who've been working hard, but their wages have flatlined over the past couple of decades while the folks at the top keep getting wealthier. And to do that, we need to take first steps like he proposed in the Jobs Act, which would create 2 million jobs and put $1,000 into the pockets of working people across the country. And you compare that to the sorts of things that the Republican presidential candidates have proposed. More tax cuts for millionaires and billionaires, more tax cuts for large corporations, letting Wall Street write its own rules again and pursue the sorts of risky financial deals that put our entire economy at risk. I mean, that's a real contrast because those are the same policies that led us into the economic crisis and squeezed the middle class in the first place.
Well, you know, Ben, we take a look at what the GOP has said no to. They said no to putting teachers back to work. They've said no to putting policemen back to work. They've said no to putting firemen back to work. I mean, yes, they're the party of no, but it's dangerous what they're saying no to.
Right. I mean, the thing about that is that the Jobs Act was filled with programs that Democrats and Republicans had both supported in the past, from putting first responders back to work to rebuilding our roads and bridges across the country. These were not controversial programs, and Americans know that we needed them. Two-thirds of Americans supported the programs in the legislation, and that's why the president made clear he's not going to wait for Congress on this stuff, and he took the actions within his power to move to create jobs, whether or not Congress was going to pass them.
You know, and Ben LeBold, I got to tell you, and I say this with a little bit of a smile on my face, but and the reality is, of course, the president proposes these programs and a way to pay for them, and the GOP still says no. I mean, let's talk about priorities, Ben.
Right. I mean, it's and you know, this is happening at all levels. It's happening on the level of the congressional Republicans, and it's happening on the level of the Republican presidential candidates. And, you know, Mitt Romney still won't say whether he agrees with House Republicans to refuse to vote for what Democrats in the Senate and Republicans in the Senate supported, which was an extension of the payroll tax cut.
Well, he'll let you know after something passes. That's what. That's when. Hey, Ben, I want to wish you a happy holidays. We're just out of time for today, but I appreciate you checking in with us today, and we'll look forward to visiting with you from time to time moving into the 2012 campaign.
Talk again soon. Thank
Absolutely.
You.
Ben LeBolt, once again, Obama for America. A quick break here, folks. We wrap it up on the other side. Give us a call now, 888-552-3595. Happy holidays, everybody. This is Tony. I want to wish you all the blessings of this holiday season. No matter what your belief system is this time of year, may this season bring peace and solidarity to us all. God bless everybody and Happy New Year.
Over 140 Rite Aid stores are unionized, with over 1,500 United Food and Commercial Workers members working with a union contract in stores all across Michigan. Because they are union members, they have access to higher wages, a company pension, a health care plan for themselves and their family. And UFCW Rite Aid workers proudly serve their communities and at the same time enjoy a living wage and benefit package. Please support our union Rite Aid workers and make sure they know how much we appreciate the work they are doing. To join the UFCW family of drugstores, visit UFCW.org or call 248-585-9671.
If you missed today's First Shift with Tony Trupiano, or you want to listen to a segment again, visit our podcast page on 1310wdtw.com today.
Hi, Tony Trupiano here. One of my pet projects for 2011 is to get those of you who have yet to register to vote to do just that. If you are connected to the internet, I have made it very easy for you to register. Just go to www.thetonyshow.org. That's www.thetonyshow.org and click on the register to vote button that is prominently displayed on the homepage. Now, there are no excuses, and it only takes a few minutes, and it's free as well. So if you have yet to register to vote, I am not concerned as to why, but I am concerned if you don't do it now. Again, just go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the button that says register to vote. We all care about our democracy, sure we do. But if you are not registered to vote, then no matter how passionate you are about voting or having the ability to vote, it's honestly just complaining, and we've all had enough of that. Go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the register to vote button right now and register. Thank you.
Recently on First Shift,
Tom Shadyac, the writer and director of an amazing documentary titled I Am.
A key part of my journey was making this movie. Now, I had already started shifting. I had begun to wake up the principles that shocked me. I had no idea the way things work, the way we work, the way reality works. And understanding that I was using far too many resources and that I was potentially a part of the problem and not a part of the solution, not as much a part of the solution as I certainly wanted to be.
First Shift with Tony Trupiano on 1310 WDTW. First Shift is more than a radio show.
It's a movement.
And it's Facebook fun as well.
Very impressive.
Add a like to the First Shift with Tony Trupiano page today and tell a friend.
I'm friends with Merlin Olsen, too. He comes over.
Interact with other listeners.
Yo, what's up, diggity doll?
Listen to the song of the day.
Great googly moogly.
Vote in the daily poll.
That's how I roll.
And even win prizes by participating in the contest.
You ever have that feeling you were just born for greatness?
First Shift with Tony Trupiano on Facebook. And also follow us
at Tony Trupiano on Twitter.
Got a question or comment? Call now.
888-552-3595.
First Shift with Tony Trupiano
on 1310 WDTW.
Welcome back. 10 minutes before the top of the hour. You are welcome to join us as we get ready to wrap it up, but we've got time for some calls, please. 888-552-3595. You know, keep in mind, after today, we only have a couple days left, and then we're off for the year. Would love to hear from you. Certainly a Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, Happy Holidays to everybody. A little bit of a down day, but, you know, the can't ignore reality. I mean, that's the bottom line. You can't ignore it, but certainly, you know, we want to leave the day on a good note. Let's go to the phones and welcome James in Detroit. James, Happy Holidays to you. Welcome to First Shift. What's on your mind this morning?
Some people have said that they think the Republicans must have more power than they thought they had, because they said that they think it's really a bold move for them to threaten the president, saying that he better not make any recess appointments while they're away for the holidays.
Well, they can make all the comments they want. President can do what he damn well pleases when they're on recess.
That's what we thought.
Well, that's true. I mean, you know, listen, I understand the Republicans think that in the House especially, I know they think that they can just do whatever they want, that they can bully this man, that they can treat him with great disrespect, which, James, they've proven they can do. They've proven that. They have no respect for this president. That's for damn sure. But that doesn't mean he has to take
it. Yeah, that's true. You have a good holiday.
Absolutely, you too. 888-552-3595. He better not. Really? The gall. He better not. Huh, interesting. All right. 888-552-3595. Tony at thetonyshow.org and on Twitter at Tony Trupiano. Jim in Garden City joins us now. Jim, Merry Christmas to you. What's on your mind today, my friend?
And happy holidays to you.
Thank
you,
sir.
Might not be politically correct, but screw them.
You're right. You're
my
right.
My question is, how do I go about looking at, like, this guy's documentary?
Oh, which guy?
Anybody else's documentary. You just mentioned his name a few minutes ago.
Oh, Tom Shadyac?
Yeah, Tom.
Tom Shadyac. I am. Go to iam.org, or it might be .com. Let me look that up real quick. But all you have to do is go to the web, and I know that they're going to start. I know they're going to start selling the documentary at some point very soon, because he mentioned that on the show. I think it's imdocumentary.com, but we'll make sure that we mention it before we get out of here today. But, you know, Jim, you know, like anything, are you connected to the Internet?
I'm rather a neophyte with the whole thing. I'm 71 years old, but I used to pull the wires that connected computers, but running the things, that's a horse of a different color.
I hear you. Well, anyway, you know, and of course we live, and Jim, thank you for your call. We live in a technology advanced world. And so, yeah, the better connected you are. I'm going to tell you what, you know, and I've actually had a few people do this. You know, you can always find somebody that can come in. You got to know somebody that understands the Internet better than you do. Have them come in and set up your computer in a way that makes it simple for you to find this stuff. You can save it. See, I know some of this is going to sound a little strange to you, but you can save it to your favorites. And then it's easy to find. You can go back to it. But there are ways to learn how to use the Internet. And, Jim, I got to tell you, I know that you're 71 years old. It's not that hard, buddy. It really isn't. So, you know, ask somebody to help you. Ask maybe one of your grandkids or one of your neighbors. But I promise you, the technological world is waiting for you, and you're going to love it once you figure it out. It really is not hard. It seems very intimidating. That I get. And like anything else, like when I get a new piece of technology, I freak out a little bit. You know, you spend a little time with it, and it treats you well. I promise. It'll be well. But I am the documentary is going to be available for sale very soon, if it's not already. I know they were taking pre-orders for it. You're going to have to go online and check it out. That's all I can tell you, buddy. That's going to be the best way to do it. Again, feel free to join us as we get ready to wrap up on this Wednesday program. 888-552-3595. Let's go to Joe in Detroit. Joe, happy holidays to you. Welcome to First Shift. What's on your mind this morning?
Hey, Tony. Happy holidays.
Thank you. Oh, it's Joe. Hello, Joe. Yeah.
Good. How are you?
I'm good, pal.
Good. Hey, I was just going to say that the documentary is going to be on OWN. Premiering on OWN, I think the first of the year. Sometime.
Okay. I know that when Tom was on the show that he said it was going to be on cable and he didn't know exactly where yet. I know Oprah is a big fan of Tom Shadyac. So OWN is the Oprah Winfrey Network for those that don't know that. And it's okay to watch it, gentlemen. It really is okay to watch it. They actually have some okay programming. No, they do, Joe. They have okay programming.
Oh yeah, you know. Yeah, definitely the Our America show, the thing that Lisa Ling does is really good.
Yeah, absolutely, and she's really good if you know what I mean. Well, hey, you know, it is what it is. You know, I am a man after all. Anyway, right. The Oprah Winfrey Network OWN is a great cable outlet, and this, you know what, I'm going to keep my eye open, and we'll make sure that we announce when the documentary is going to air on OWN. And OWN is basically on everybody's cable. It's part of your basic cable package, folks, so you don't even have to pay for it.
Right.
That's the best part. Well, Joe, listen, have a beautiful holiday. Hope that you're going to get are you getting any time off for the holiday?
Yeah, I'll probably get a little time off.
Well, I hope you do. I know how hard you work, and we got to get together for a drink soon. We live too close together to not do that.
Yeah, I'll give you a call at the office.
Absolutely, do that. Thank you so much, and Merry Christmas to you, Joe. I appreciate you calling. And, again, I'm glad that he did that. We'll make sure that we announce. I'll keep my eye on that, and when I know that IM is going to be airing on OWN, I will let you folks all know.
And guess what? That's one of the channels that I got added to my package.
Yes, you and your phone sex person from AT&T.
Come on now. People are going to think that's actually what happened.
You're right in that, and I know Mom and Dad listen, and although they can handle that kind of conversation, that's not what you want to be talking about when you know Mom and Dad are listening. Anyway, what a day today. Man, this went by fast. We're almost out of time.
Did you see what Anthony put up for a song of the day?
Yeah, he's a smooth operator and
he thinks he's honor. Funny. He thinks he's funny.
It is funny. It's in honor of Jeff's exchange with the English speaking woman from AT&T. Of course, you got some negative emails from people saying, how dare you, Jeff, think you can break your contract after 6 months?
No contract. And they told me to do it. So if they're going to tell me to do it, then yeah.
Yeah, I find it amazing that the conservatives amongst us that listen to the show always have to find a reason to call us out on stuff, even when there's nothing to call us out on. But that's okay. We're big boys. We can handle it. Tomorrow, David Holtz will be joining us. We haven't talked to David in a while, so we'll look forward to that. I forget what else we got going on, but I know we've got a good show
lined up. Debbie Stabenow
is going to be with us tomorrow. That's right. Get her in before we get out for the new year and for Christmas, so we'll look forward to that. So we have a lot of good stuff
John
coming up
Duffy.
Tomorrow. John Duffy from MEA Local 1. Thank you, Jeff, now that I got it all out there. So we got some good stuff coming up for you, and Friday's full already, so a lot of good stuff coming up. Folks, I want to thank you, Anthony and Jeff. Thanks, really, for everything that you do. I do appreciate it. This audience is just amazing. Again, off the air, Tony at thetonyshow.org. Linda, if you're listening, I'm going to respond to your email a little later on. Love y'all. We'll be back. Be well.
The truth is the wish of Barney and Ben.
1310 WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Tony, our last look at the roadways includes still that problem on 696, the service drive westbound near Woodward. It's been shut down for a while. A pretty bad accident, the cleanup investigation, all of that has that closed. 696, the service drive at Woodward. Traffic is being diverted on the main street. Hopefully it'll be reopened soon. It's been slow 94 in toward I-75 because of earlier problems. Also slow coming into downtown as you make your way 696 all the way down to 94.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service. Look for occasional rain throughout the day. Our high is going to be near 47. Tonight, though, it's going to be cloudy and 35. Tomorrow, our high, 43. Also cloudy skies. Right now, still light rain and fog at the airport, 41 degrees. I'm Diane Cross. You're listening to 1310 WDTW, the home of First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
If you missed today's First Shift with Tony Trupiano, or you want to listen to his segment again, visit our podcast page on 1310WDTW.com.